My God.
What the hell is that?
Oh, no. That's Martin, that's Wakanda for hello. Ooh, welcome to the Double Toaster Movie Review Extravaganza! Hello, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I don't. I'm doing a
welcome to Fantasy Island.
Damn, when I try to do a Latin person, I do an African. When I try to do an African, I do a Latin person.
Pretend you're me. Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe I should start doing Turkish because I do African for that all the time.
Yeah, always African.
Hello, baby. How are you today?
Perfect.
That works. There you go. I just think like a Turkish woman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Double Toasted Movie Review Extravaganza.
Well done. Thank you.
I am Keen Coleman here tonight.
And every night.
No, every other night I step down, man. Every night is God. But tonight I decide to be King. And welcome to the show. Now, in the description, we were talking about doing two movies. We were talking about doing, of course, Black Panther. But then we said the white people need something too. So we're going to do Early Man. But
you can't get whiter than
you
that.
Cannot get whiter than that. No. And as Martin would say sometimes, the original white man.
I mean, the cavemen, so they truly are the original white
in the
man.
UK.
Yeah. But I decided to give Gertz the night off, and we'll take care of that tomorrow. No use in him coming for two nights, especially when he didn't see the movie. And in his place, we have here the lovely
Danielle Higgins.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
So we got the darkest white person we could find.
The oranges, at least.
I'll take
Oh, look here, in the prime minister of Double Toasted right here, Martin Thomas.
Yes.
Hello.
He was thinking about trying somebody.
I was like, you're not ready. You don't have it together.
I love that you stopped and said, he was trying to get that accent. He's like, fuck it. Oh, and over here, the Minister of Entertainment, we have.
Being Power, brother, being Power. Oh, Mr. Goodwin, Corey Goodwin.
Thank you. Mr. Goodwin over here. Mm-hmm. And welcome everyone to the show. Cut this noise down over here so that we can get into it. And tonight we're also going to have, it's a big night here. People say, you know what, shit, come Friday, that's going to be a new national holiday. February 16th?
That's what I
forever remembered as Black Panther Day. And we got a screening today a little bit early, and we're going to talk about the film and not only what we think about it, but the history of Black Panther and the importance of that character in this motion picture. And since it's a big day, we got to put everything in the show. So we're going to have the emails, Martin. Throw some extra ones in there. So you're going to be here for about 4 hours tonight.
Yeah, I know. Oh, a short show.
And fuck you, man. I just got this. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
You son of a bitch. And we're going to have some calls. I already know some people want to call into the show. And got to throw some trivia in there tonight. Your boy, he came through today.
Did he come through?
We were going to throw him off because we're day early with this show.
All right.
But the Riddler came in with the trivia today. And it is a special day. Anytime we can get Danielle here on the show, she said a movie with none but big old bare-chested black mans in there. I have to see the
shit. That's not why I'm there.
Whatever.
Man.
We heard you that whole.
Okay, let me tell you something.
No, let it get to the review.
Yeah, let it get to the review. Yeah, thank you. Now, here's what you're going to do, because I know you're excited right now.
No, I know my role. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. I didn't have to say it. Shut up. I'm glad to have you here, though.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for trusting me. I'm pretty scared.
She actually took the day off from work. She said, it is big, greasy black man day. I have got to take the day off.
Glad I did.
Y'all got a preview of what we had.
Yeah. And she talking about, that ain't the only reason why. Shit.
Going again tomorrow. Oh.
The movie ain't even out tomorrow.
She'll find a way.
It's just going to be some big old naked black man reacting to the movie for it.
Hey, and then I came in and said, "Whoa."
Well, you in that outfit, I might just have you come over.
Man.
Looking all fine.
Before the wife sees it.
Whatever, she knows I'm kidding.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah. No, man.
You don't get concubines?
I ain't the king of shit. Okay. My wife is the king.
Okay.
Shit, I'm a princess. Oh, there's a story behind this costume, too. If you're listening, We, you know, for these big movies, we do go out the way. I do have my King T'Challa outfit on. I did not put the mask on. I didn't even get that mask because I ain't paying $25 just to introduce the show and then take it. I'll be like, it's really me, everybody, and then throw that shit to the side.
Take it back.
No. I ain't even bothered to get that mask.
You don't want to keep it for your own personal cosplay?
Well, you know what, man? They gave me – I was going to do it because I did find a mask today for $20. And the reason why it was $20
– that $5 difference.
Oh, wow. That really makes a difference going.
Hey, man. I'm a businessman.
Okay.
Every little bit counts. Mm-hmm. And, no, I found a mask today for $20. And the reason why that extra $5 was being saved is because it was a children's mask.
Oh.
And the guy even said, man, go ahead and put it on. You know my big ass head. But the guy, I think he just wanted to laugh. And he said, go ahead and pull it off. And I mean, I put it on. And I put it on. And I was like a dog that's wearing clothes just trying to pull that shit. It took me 15 minutes to pull that shit.
Oh, God, that's frustrating.
I was beating my head against the wall. Damn, and the guy just sitting at the counter just looking at me.
He's like, man. Danielle trapped in her own closet.
Yeah. Oh, you heard this?
Yeah. She told me.
That was awkward.
Oh, listen to the What Up, Son from this past Monday for that memorable show. Show right there.
That little gym
right there. But yeah, so I did not get the mask. I was almost going to be wearing that mask permanently.
Zemo.
Yeah. Like I was trying to pull my own head off. And
stop laughing and help me.
I'm just looking. So you're going to buy that, bro? Look like you are. But let me go ahead and welcome the other people here to the show. Of course, I'm talking about the people, I take it, they have not complained yet. I'm looking in the chat. I see people saying that we are indeed streaming because, you know, like I said, we'll be here for 4 hours. And then at the end, oops, looked like we weren't streaming. But the chat says we were. Or we are. And that is my cue to welcome the backbone of this show, this website, this business, my existence. Of course, I'm talking about, please welcome the king of double toasted, the chat a tat tat. How y'all
kingdom.
Doing? Oh, give me a royal fuck you right there. Good to have y'all here today. Good to see you. Thank you for being here on this special day. And for a lot of people, it is indeed a truly special day. Some people say this is history in the making. And movie's not even out yet. But a lot of people are here to at least witness history. Right here. Some of these people we won't even see. They are hiding in the darkest, deepest corners of Africa, scared to make themselves known. I don't know if you did something wrong, but I would like to meet you one day. But if I have to, I'll be satisfied. The king will be satisfied with a mere offering of an email. Pull out that keyboard and type in for me that wonderful Wakandan technology, Martin. You know, the rest of the world, keyboard, what is that? Oh, but we're giving it to you, so use it. So Tom Martin, like, just tell him, man, shit, email us, kcoolmanz@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to join us on the show here today, as we are asking you to, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press in, bam! Up in your home, stalking you, the only superhero in the world, our heroes in the world that do the house calls. Also, on the Instagram at Double Dose Fan Page. If I'm usually on the Instagram, I'm followed up by the Twitter at KCoolMan. Always on the Facebooks, though. Type in Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with the king? Then please type in Corey.Coleman.5. If I am too busy serving the peasants, Goodwin.
Find me on Facebook, Corey.Goodwin.5. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word, on Instagram, DBCooperKG, Colonizer Danielle.
Hey guys, you can always find me on Snapchat, Toasted Danielle. I'm on Instagram, 2DDALAIRE86, Martin.
Never too busy for the kingdom. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
I'll look for Martin Thomas right here in the kingdom of Double Toasted. And along with the rest of our subjects here. On that stinky-ass royal couch right there. Just Elis. Send us some elephants. Email us. kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Let us know if you're visiting Austin. You have visited Austin and said, what a wonderful kingdom. I'm going to move there because the king rules justly and fairly. But what is not just, what is not fair, what can get you punished is that you didn't tell anybody that you moved here and then you didn't even come see a show. Don't be like that. Come see us. We'd love to see you. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send me an email. I will send you back an email. We're going to coordinate with each other. And that way we can accommodate you. All right, people. Oh, let me see what I got here. How's everybody doing tonight?
Thirsty. Night.
Thirsty.
Martin,
yeah, there you go. See, he won't drink after me.
But yo, ain't you sick?
Man, oh, well, I'm done now.
No. That's why Gert's ain't here.
Man, that
he's
was
sick, like, too.
Yeah.
Man, I don't have it.
Yeah.
No, actually, I told him not to come. Yeah, he.
Well, I know he was sick this weekend.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Well, Martin, I'm good now. It was like 2 hours ago. I'm good. Yeah, all right.
If you don't
have
a fever, you're not contagious.
That's
bullshit.
Oh, I was so busy getting into costume, doing all kind of production for this program here that I forgot to pull up a few things here, and I'm sorry for that. Let me go ahead and get this for you because I do have some announcements. Some of you got very lucky today. I have been saying that you were going to be missing out on something, and it looks like that's not going to be the case. Let me go ahead and pull this up right here. Now, give me a few seconds, and then we'll get on with the show. And, Marty, did you like the show from What's Up, Son, yesterday?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
You lying motherfucker. I was like, I heard that from the show. And he was like, yeah.
No, she told me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Literally said, she just told me.
I don't listen. You know that. Yeah, Danielle had a story about where she got drunk and pulled an R. Kelly with herself. She got trapped in her own closet.
Sometimes I just don't know how I made it this far.
Yeah.
Right?
Living alone. You know what I mean? I have a car.
That's
and
why
like
I said, we
got to
put
help.
You in assisted living. Because you're going to hurt yourself. Put your ass in a helmet just to walk around your own apartment. Oh, we do love Danielle. We do love her here. And I admire Danielle's loyalty to this. Danielle, I'm trying to get her to a point because she's helped me out with some stuff. I am indeed trying to get her to a point where she's paid well and full for being here. But she just says, I just want to be a part of the program more. I want to do more. She's talking about going to see some more movies. Why are you laughing? Those were your words,
you're
right?
Yeah,
we
so
never
cute.
We never keep female cast members this long.
No.
It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah, glad to have you, though. And we're going to try to get you involved a little bit more. I have to say, we have made some progress with you.
Thanks.
She did just get trapped in a closet.
Yeah, well, that's between her and her closet. Yeah, she's been doing kind of fine.
We'll get her a life alert bracelet. She'll be good. You'll be all right.
Yeah, she's drunk.
I'm falling. I can't get up.
You're standing up right now.
I'm so mad.
She leaned against the wall.
I'm falling.
Can't get up.
Oh. And I want to welcome all the new people here to the show. I know that we have some new subscribers, some here just to see the show. And I want to welcome all of you here. That's why I want to tell you this new thing that we have for you here that's coming up. And for those couple of people, you can't see the show because you can't get your password to work. And normally I can fix that, but we are working on some updates on the site. I just paid a lot of money just to get the site updated. Some new features put in. So some people are having some problems with that. And normally I can take care of that like that. But tonight was not the case. So I hope that you can forgive me for that. And I'll try to make it up to you. Those two people who got an email from me saying that they could not tune into the show because of their password problems. I'll take care of you for that. As I said, I am a good king. And I will.
I'm a good king.
Martin, like, you're not going to be a Nigerian prince? Give me more of your money. I'll help you then.
Just send me $6.99 and I'll give you a whole kingdom of entertainment. You know, another Nigerian prince, he asked for like what? Like $300,000 or
a
something?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. I'm just asking for $6.99. Oh, let's see.
Yeah, but here. Every month, though.
It's a racket.
Oh, let's see here. Boy, this costume is.
Yeah, you're not riding up. Real.
Boy, it's got to be hot, too.
Boy, this shit is sticking. I'll talk to y'all a little bit about this, but before that, I want to go.
You didn't pay the extra $5 for it.
All right, for all you folks here, all you dedicated Toasties and you new Toasties out there, I said, you know something? This Valentine's Day sale. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. That's the point of a Valentine's Day sale. It only lasts up until the day. So by tomorrow, our Valentine's Day special sale was going to be gone. And that's where you go in there and you buy something for your sweetie. And let's just say, you know something, you like the double toasted gear on DTMerch.com so much that you're a little selfish and decide to get something for yourself. Well, we reward selfishness around here. And if you bought two items, one for your girl, one for yourself, maybe you just bought them all.
Might have two girls.
Might have two girls. Might have bought both of them for them.
Girl, where you get that from?
Oh, if you buy two items, no matter for what, for who, for how, we will give you back a $10 gift card. Now, I think this might be extended. I'm not sure. It might be extended. So that's how much we love you here. Because some of you say, man, I sure do want to go in there and buy a shirt. And I don't want to miss that special, but I'm not going to get paid until, I don't know, February 16th or 15th. Well, I think I have a way to extend this. I'm not sure. I'll let you know. But just in case it isn't, you have about 24 hours to go in there and get your item and get your $10 gift card for buying those two items there. And don't worry if it's past that time and the sale is not there. There's still a lot of items on DT Merch to buy, such as, oh, yeah, you're looking at Wakandan knuckles. Show me the way. We have the black shirt with the white logo that I love so much.
Oh,
see,
God.
I sell so much. I sell merch so much that it's just coming out my mouth.
Subliminal.
So merch.
I didn't know if it was that. He was turning into Madea.
Thank you, Barry. Merch. Oh, we have that shirt that I like. So I'm going to go with it. Some merch right there. We got the colored logo. We have the jersey. We have the caps, the beanies, the phone covers, the laptop covers. And, oh, what is that up there in the left-hand corner? Oh, man, is that item still there? Do my eyes deceive me? I thought that was going to be gone. That's right. I've been telling you that the Double Demon shirt that the featured artist for January, Jenny Liano, made. That's GINNYLEANO, just in case you want to look up some of her other work. I told you that was going to be gone, but I heard now that, and this is not even my control, I was going to yank that shit today. You didn't get it too bad. But Broadband TV told me, and they said, hey, we're going to extend this up until February 28th. And then after that is when the Cosmic one will enter in March. So we had to delay the Cosmic one, but for those who wanted the Double Demon shirt, there it is for you, extended. And like I said, I had the contract signed and everything, so that will be going up on March 1st. I guess they want to make sure that everything was going to be fine with getting that design up and out to everybody on time.
Is that okay with you?
I'm happy with it. I'm just thankful that you guys are embracing my crazy life.
I thought you were going to say my wisdom.
My wisdom, too.
Last night was dimensions, right? Alternate dimensions?
Understanding higher dimensions.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a chart and everything.
Apparently,
yeah, apparently her closet is a whole other dimension. that she did not know.
Stargate.
Where am I?
It's a talking line.
Yeah. Hey, you, Mr. Goat Leg Man, you fine? Also, you love Double Toasted so much, you bought all that merch. I know people that buy multiple items in bulk at one time, and we really do appreciate that. But somehow you said, but what is missing in my life? I still feel empty. Well, that's because you don't have a subscription. I mean, you got all that gear on. You're not even here hanging with us on a show, which is what you would do if you were watching it live. Well, we could, like, read an email of yours, call you. If you missed the show, you can go back and see visually what you missed with the archive video, or if you're even listening, we got the audio there. Don't let that happen to you. You look so nice in your gear. Join us. Join us here. And you also have, look down on your lap right there. Oh, shit, is that an Amazon account? Yes, it is. Pick that up. Apply it to our Amazon Pay button. I mean, there's other ways to pay, but, you know, that's going to be the easiest way. And because all you got to do is put in your password, your username, press send, and stop. Just sit, get comfortable, lean back. Let me take your shoes off for you, rub your feet a little bit, and just enjoy that toasted goodness coming your way. Toasted like them toes you got right there. And Chicago, I pretty much decided by just circumstances that we're going to be doing that in July, and which means that we might have something coming up sooner in another city. But all that's going to be done very soon. I was just waiting on Chicago. Chicago is a tough city to plan in, man.
That's what they say.
New York was a breeze, but y'all in Chicago, y'all no wonder y'all shooting each other. Y'all make shit hard.
Well, you got to be willing to slip money to people.
Yeah.
No, that is not the Corey Coleman
way. City
run
by gangsters.
Oh,
no. I am a legit man right here. Law-abiding citizen. I can't even say it right. And, yeah, so people, if you're planning on going to Chicago, that's probably going to be the time. So we look forward to seeing
you there. It'll be warmer then.
It will. It'll be hot, actually.
I know. And they don't have a lot of AC like we do here.
Yeah, but the place that we're going, the best place I could find, and I'm talking about not just for price. I'm talking about for quality. I mean, I found a nice place that is going to accommodate us very well. It's going to be very professional over there. Y'all going to look at us and be like, damn, these dudes, y'all hire roadies and everything. Yeah, they got all kind of, they got a person for everything. I told the girl at the place I'm talking to, I said, man, we just need to have a projector to plug our HDMI cord into. She's like, okay, we have a person for that. To plug an HDMI cord.
That's your job.
I said, I can do that myself. I'll have to ask about that.
Oh, it must be union run.
It probably is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
They won't let you do anything yourself.
No. They won't even let me like switch on my computer. I mean, they're going to let me, but they apparently that was an issue. but the place is nice. So we'll see what we do with that. Now, hopefully I can get that done very soon. And believe me, we are paying a pretty penny for that place, but it's going to be better for you, too. It's going to be better.
Show up.
God damn it.
How many does it seat?
Or don't show up. Just pay. You know? No, show up. We got a good show planned for you. I'm already writing material right now, and I can't wait to do it. So, let's see here. What did you say? How many does it seat?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot. I think like 700.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, they can close it off and quarter it for how many people you need. I don't even know if I would want 700 people there just because we like to have a certain capacity for our show so we can keep kind of that intimacy with you and that back and forth. I don't want to make it too big, but we'll see. Play it by ear. Wow. See how ticket sales go, which will hopefully be, I would say a week, but let's say 2 weeks. All right. And I think that is it as far as updates on what's happening. How's everybody? How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Y'all look nice tonight.
No, thank you. You look good.
So do you. Thank you.
And the boots work with it. But if I see superheroes wearing leotards and boots, I always think that's got to look stupid in real life. But yeah, that looks okay.
Oh, Martin, let me go ahead and pull.
I don't know if you guys want to. Oh my God. Corey. Sex scandal.
I didn't even show them boots. I was just like, oh, what's this right here? Oh, yeah, but the other boots right there, yeah, man, they look all right.
Corey.
Yeah.
See, if y'all can't. Look, I told y'all. Y'all thought I was, as the kids say about me today, I was humble bragging. But I told you, man, every time I get one of these superhero costumes and I got to go over and rent it from a certain costume place, I'm not going to say who, but they're very good. I have nothing but nice things to say about them. But I know they're getting tired of looking at my dick and balls.
I'm not going to say the name of the spot, but he's the old women.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, I would not be out of there, man. Okay. I'd be a sex slave if I was up in there.
Clara, lock the door.
Y'all probably heard the story. I went in there to buy some glasses. It was for the Kingsman review. Mm-hmm. And the woman said, you need some body paint? I said, for what? To paint your body.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
We have somebody for that.
Yeah. They're like, you know, Mardi Gras is coming up. Yeah. 5 months from now.
Why wait?
Yeah, why wait? You need to try it. We can help you. Yeah, it was a place run by like these 50, 60-year-old women, and they were all hot, man. They were all, I'm telling y'all, if y'all just, more women will rock your world, man. If y'all looking for something, them MILFs and GILFs out there, they ain't no joke. But no, I went over to this other place, man, and I keep telling them, right now, you're going to see me moving through the show because my balls are getting numb with these tight outfits. Because what I did was, I love this costume. I was thinking about even buying this right here because it's versatile. I could use this for some other things. I know.
Catwoman?
Yeah, you go, man. Since I didn't have the mask on, I was thinking about putting on some cat ears.
I was thinking about that. I was like, just do the ears.
No. Looking like Holly Berry. Eartha Kid. But nah, man, I went. Every time I go over there and I try to rent one of these costumes, where it's like you know some skin tight outfit, something happens. Now I had to do sort of a makeshift thing with this. They had the official Black Panther outfit, but the official Black Panther outfit is where they got the fake muscles and they got the printed on detail and everything. And I was like, no, I don't
want
that.
It's probably like $400 to rent too, isn't it?
Actually, no, it's reasonable. It's just, you just look, man, you put that shit on and you look like an 8-year-old during Halloween.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're like one of them grocery store bought costumes. So I don't want that. So I said, show me something else so I can just kind of make my own thing. So they showed me the necklace right here, which is kind of cool. The teeth necklace, but then They said, well, we got this. This is pretty much just an S&M outfit.
let's keep it funky.
Yeah, it is. It's some shit where, you being pulled out of a dungeon to fuck Bruce Willis. this is some gimp shit. This is some S&M bondage shit that I got on. But it worked. And I liked it better. But it means that the shit is tight. And every time, I'm scared today to do this. This is why I don't want to say anything. Because every time I go to this place, because that place that I go to, mm-hmm. they got a lot of gay guys that work there.
Okay.
And the gay guys are cool. I don't mind, rocking it in front of them. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Because they ain't going to tweet about you. they ain't got that hashtag just right. yet for you. And I mean, Kevin Spacey's shit, that might be wrong. But they don't mind looking. But I don't want to do that shit. I don't want to give any... I don't want to give a hint of trying to be sexual in front of them, but they always help me find the outfit, and then they find some woman to take me to the dressing room.
I feel like you say they don't want to see it, but I feel like they do.
But I'm not taking that chance.
Okay.
Because they do some things, and they they want to help, so they're excited to see how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. I've done this 3 times. They're going to get tired looking at my dick and balls all day because the women, they stand outside. And there's always like these theater hipster girls, and they're like, how's it look? And I tell them from inside, it's fine.
let me see.
No, it's okay. It's fine. No, I want to be able to help you. Come on out. It's okay. You're going to wear it in front of everybody else. And I step out, and the first thing that steps out is that dick.
Hello.
Yeah. And the first thing they do, even if they don't verbalize it, just face just says, oh my God. and I don't know if that's a good oh my God or a bad oh my God, but an oh my God can mean the end of your career today.
Yes.
Hashtag oh my God. I do not want to do that. And they just walk away. They don't smile. They don't do it. They just walk away with them wide eyes and just say, they'll help you out in front, sir.
See, girl, we told you.
They see him coming in the parking lot. Like, girl, it's him. It's him.
I'm going to walk in there next time my dick wearing a top hat. Evening, ladies. Evening. Yeah, man. Again, I ain't saying nothing, but I'm just warning people.
Do you just not have underwear on?
I, that's the thing. I tried to keep, because there was one time I didn't wear any underwear.
You told us that last time.
Yeah. And you saw detail. You saw pubic hair.
I see you have a mole. That's nice.
Yeah, you see the mole was popping out. I didn't do that shit no more. I'm wearing boxers right now, and that shit, that is cut off.
Oh, with boxers? Off. Yeah, it'll definitely squeeze you.
It is cutting off my circulation right now, man. Yeah.
You needed briefs for this.
Yeah, I need a thong for this.
I want the panty line.
Yeah. that was that one time, though. That I had Mojo and Pixie with me, and I was in the dressing room, and Pixie ran out. I ran out with my costume halfway down. And it was some dude sitting up there getting ready to go in the dressing room. He's like,
I can wait. Like,
he just want to fuck off me. It looked like help me. Out the dressing room to get him. I'm like,
scary.
Yeah, but. I would tell you who it is over there because they're good people. Lucy in Disguise. Lucy in Disguise. We go over there all the time. At least I go over there all the time for all my costume needs.
It's the premier costume shop in Austin.
Oh, it's amazing. A lot of people go in Lucy in Disguise just to – like a tourist attraction.
Yeah, it's a staple here in Austin.
Yeah. No, it's very nice. And I just want to say thank you to those guys. They don't know me. A few of them know me now, but –
they know you very well.
they never looked at my face.
They know that dick from anywhere, though.
Yeah,
like you're drunk in the break room.
Hey, remember me? No, I don't. Oh, whoa. Yeah, okay.
Now it's ringing a bell.
Yeah, but they thank you for tolerating me and Mr. Johnson down here. Strange thing about the Johnson. Who said that? No, get the fuck out of here. Somebody like just went on too far.
It was deserved.
Okay. All right. I'm outvoted here.
I just wonder what it would be like to have a dick like that. It's like you really – what if it gets hard? What if it gets hard? What do you do?
Jesus.
If we get wet, it's like, it's okay. You can't see it unless you, like, feel it. But, like, your dick is... If you get a boner right now, I would definitely see it.
Unless you feel it.
Let me tell you, if I got a boner right now, you wouldn't see it because it's just crushed against my body.
I keep looking.
No, you don't have to, right? You know you don't have to.
It's like a train wreck
the
where you like don't.
The power of Christ compels her.
She does too.
It's a train wreck.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had many a train wreck. Been through your tunnel before. So. I'm rude. You're looking at my dick every 5 minutes and I'm rude.
Why are you wearing that?
You need a hashtag.
I need a hashtag, man. Somebody give me a hashtag.
Hashtags all around.
They're just giving them away.
Bartender.
I can't tell you who the guy is, but I did go and get a massage. My wife had me get a massage.
Oh, okay.
Because you know who the guy is that gave us these free massages.
Oh, I know. He's
yeah. Yeah, and my wife, she set it up. I didn't know. She just said, I have a surprise for you. I'm tired today. And why is she black? I don't know. But
she's everything but Turkish.
But Turkish, yeah. She's marching. Beady, beady, beady. I have a surprise. Beady, beady, beady. But, nah, she set it up, and I didn't know what it was. And then we went there, and I'm like, oh, shit, because I don't do massages. But that shit was nice, man.
Yeah,
massages are great.
Yeah, that was my first one. I was going to put I was gonna put my picture on Instagram, but that shit looked creepy. I'll admit it myself. I'm in the dark on a table staring at people with a candle behind me.
Did you guys do a couples massage?
Yeah, we did, but not in the same room.
Oh,
you know,
no.
A dude came out to get her, and a woman came out to take me away. So you ask, I want to bring this up because you're asking me about erections. Because I was so relaxed that my penis went to a tranquil place.
They know that.
You know?
They're used to that.
Yeah. Yeah. That, but, you know, but and they put on that music, the one where every track has that bird in
it. Enya.
Yeah. It has that woman. Oh, yeah. That bird.
That's what you like, Corey?
Yeah.
The bird noise?
Yeah, the pan flute and that bird.
This jungle music turns me off.
Turn around, it's actual bird giving massage. But, no, there was I mean, look. I don't know, because I was so scared. Because they get oil, they oil you down, yeah. They ask you to take off everything, and then they get to that point, they rubbing the bottom of your ass cheek, and I just like, all right, fuck it. Dick is like, hey, man, you look, you ain't going to say something, I'll hey. God damn it. Yeah, may I help you? As I stand to attention. Yeah, but that was the only moment that it just kind of wriggled a little bit, but it didn't come
it
out.
It wriggled.
Yeah, but it didn't come out full-fledged, you know, so. Oh. It happens. It happens.
They're used to that. It's like falling asleep when
I hope so, because I did not want to get in trouble.
Normal.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. Well, then I'm going to just have a full-fledged heart on me.
Go for it. Live your life.
Just be waiting in the lobby naked.
That's how we do this, right?
All right. I want to make sure everything was streaming okay. That's another thing. This shit is choking the fuck out of me. But let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and get into the review. Let me know what people came here to see and to listen to. Let me get a little bit of lubrication up in here. I love your little giggles. I'll just be saying
my
shit.
Snickling?
Yeah, you saw that sniggling? Yeah, stop all that sniggling. Oh. All right. What everybody came here to see, what everybody came here to hear. Black Panther. Brought to you by Disney. Boy, it has been Disney with the black folks. It has been a long road from Uncle Remus to King T'Challa. Right there. Yeah, and I say this, man, because we got to talk about this. This is considered to be not just a movie, but history. Movie's not even out yet. Of course, I'm talking about Black Panther. And that's the thing with Disney being of importance here. They are bringing us a moment in black history from a company that has not had the best images of black people up there. I mean, we showed you Uncle Remus right there.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
Got this Negro in slave rags. That bird is dressed up better than him. Bird got a top hat and a cane. He walking around a potato sack, just happy as hell. Oh yeah, look at these cartoon flowers. Boy, Jim Crow show is dandy. Where that crow at?
All right, right here. Get back to work, nigga.
Jesus. Damn, Cole. It's heavy. We just started.
Disney.
Brought to you by Disney. Hanging around with that jigaboo rabbit right there and everything. But, you know, I mean, I'm saying this because, you know, Disney is bringing us this moment, but it's not just black people either. I mean, you know, this is throughout the ages, and I'm talking about up until recently. I mean, if you were a person of color, not just black, or, yeah, more or less a person of color, the most you could hope for, unless you were the comedian that was the flavor of the moment where, you know, you got your own vehicle in a movie. Mm-hmm. But if you weren't, probably the most you could hope for is being an ethnic sidekick or a side character or comedy relief in an animated film.
Hey, man, if this is torture, chain me to the wall.
Tito, look at Tito got a headband on. I wonder how many people that chihuahua done cut before he got to that couch right there. You know, it's stereotypical, man. And of course, that's Cheech Marin doing the voice right
there.
Yeah,
he made a whole career out of doing that.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, he sure did, man. I mean, Disney, not for lack of trying. I mean, things take progress. And, you know, it was after not too long that we got our first black Disney princess, who was hanging out with a cartoon frog and a bunch of other talking animals. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about it. You know, these movies, they made some progress, but they were never really about going in and taking on the culture and a big presentation that was outside of the regular formula that Disney would have, formula meaning safe. And we're seeing that change. I mean, we're seeing that change in all kind of ways. I mean, as of recently, as Sammy said, this is the Latinos person, Black Panther Coco.
The brown jaguar.
You know, Coco was something where, on a large scale, it adopted the culture. A huge budget, a big cast of brown people, Latino people. And that was cool, but it is still kind of in a safer area. That's why people are really excited about Black Panther, because Black Panther is the one that it has not only a bunch of black people in front of the camera, but also behind the camera. And it is not only adopting the culture of black people, but going back to the roots of that culture.
Yep.
Mother Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the center character, Black Panther, is not just a hero, not just a superhero. He is a king. This is something where we ain't sitting up here shucking and jiving for comedy's sake. This is something where we ain't sidekicking it for some, you know, for the lighter skinned heroes in there leading the way. You know, this is something where Africa is not presented as a war-torn country full of starving people and slaves and death and machetes everywhere. No, this is a big budget, heroic figure right here, Black Panther. And that's why today a lot of people, and that's the other thing, being that it's PG-13, a lot of people were surprised to hear that this is not afraid to go in and tackle the issues of colonialism and the racism associated with it.
Very true.
Yeah, very true. A lot of people are very surprised about that. Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, dude, they going out their way to apologize for old Uncle Remus thing.
It's all right. They brought him back to play his dad.
Yeah, cool. He sure did. Y'all didn't know. I was the first king there, sir.
Them crows coming from down below.
Hey!
Boy, I'm your great-great-grandpappy. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer, at least some of the trailer, for King T'Challa, a.k.a. Black Panther.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola! Let's go!
son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only getting started now. Cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and I'm my homie now. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
Wakanda
forever! The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
Remember the day that I saw that trailer, I believe my words were, shit!
I knew that was coming.
You didn't know shit. And I'm on, y'all try to follow me here for a second. And let me just do something, because everybody, even the white folks out there talking about, oh, the blackness of this movie. It's so wonderful. I'll have a cup, please. Yeah, what you say, so dark? Yeah. Because everybody talking, that's what everybody talking about, the blackness of Black Panther, the blackness. And that's, and some people, and again, some white people, some, even some brown people talking about, man, I'm tired of hearing about the blackness of this movie. I know it's called Black Panther, but can we just see the Panther for what he is? Can we just see the movie for what it is? And now I gotta sit up here and look at you Negroes just gush your black juice all over this film.
Yeah, we don't do it a lot.
We don't do it a lot.
Or ever.
just because you see yourself on the screen, what's in there for me? The white man. You know, what am I going to get mine?
I need more.
You guys take and take. What do you mean for us? Well, you know what? Look, like, okay, that's good. Because that's how I want to do something different than everybody else does. Let's talk about the movie and take the blackness out of it.
Okay.
Let me take the black. Put it in this box right here. We're going to put that down right there. No black for a little while. We black free.
Well, so you're like, just talking about Panther. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Sometimes everybody's like, nah, y'all still here. We're going to get some good white critics up in there.
It just dunked down. It's just Danielle.
Yeah. Everybody thinks she's black, too.
It's true.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something, man. This movie, even taking the blackness out of it, this movie is firing on all cylinders, narratively and technically, if you ask me. Everybody's going to come in and talk about that. And I'm going to say narratively because, again, let's take this being a black story out of it and talk about this being just a story of a character. This could be any character with an epic story, because what's great about this movie for me, and I want to get everybody to chime in on this, but this is a movie that tells not one genre of story, but several.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they all blend together seamlessly. They just melt into each other. It's all gooey and good. I mean, this thing right here, first of all, let's start out with the epic part of this, the epic story of a king. And it has all the ingredients of that epic story of a king that make them so popular in fantasy today, like Game of Thrones, or even about royalty, you know, history and royalty.
Sure.
Because with kings, you always get that reluctant king that's thrown into power.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thrown into power, and he's all, you know, he didn't want it anyway, because he said, I don't want it because I'm going to try to do the right thing. Right. <You know? laughs> Yeah. And anytime a king tries to do the right thing, somebody don't like it. And if he's doing a good job, then there's always that asshole that's going to challenge him or even try to kill him to take over.
Well, that's because citizens collectively are full of shit.
Yeah.
We experience that in America all the time. Everybody wants all the stuff, but you say, well, we're going to increase your taxes. Well, we can't do that.
Yeah. And that,
we'll vote you out. You're going to increase the taxes, but we want all that stuff too.
Oh, yeah. No, you can look at this as, I don't know, Black Game of Thrones. I don't know what you want to call it. But I mean, it's you don't have to, again, taking the black out of it, you see that theme in there with that king that it has. The you know, he's, as that Hackney saying going, you know, that crown weighs heavy on his head. And I'll just be honest with you, just to show you I'm being fair, Chadwick Boseman is not the most interesting character in the movie.
Yeah, that was another thing where I was like, man, he's the least interesting character in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's his movie.
Yeah, he is the least interesting character in the movie. I will say that the movie does a couple of good things with him, and is that burden that we're talking about, that burden is felt of everybody weighing in on him, because it's not only, you know, you see in the movie where, in the trailer, you see him being challenged by the tribes. Friends are questioning him. Family is questioning him. He has no one to really turn to.
He's questioning himself.
Yeah, there you go. And it's you get that very isolated feeling for him. But I will also tell you.
I see why you like this so much.
You probably wipe your eyes all the time.
Yeah.
They don't get you.
It's for me. Nobody believes in me. I built this shit.
My time to shine.
Yeah, I was looking at the movie like that. Nobody believes in me. I mean him.
Let the man do what he must do.
But you guys felt like me. You did not find him as interesting as the other characters.
No,
I don't
not
know
at
if
all.
It's that he wasn't that interesting. I just think he didn't have as much as a presence. He was interesting. He had great different relationships and things going on. He was a great character, developed, and you know I liked him. But unfortunately, I just don't think he had the same strong presence as the other male characters.
He had other people around him that were just so much stronger. I mean, not acting wise, but just his characters and people who were willing to do, you know, like they were putting everything on the line, and he was still trying to be reserved and figure everything out. Mm-hmm. So that made his story a little bit more reserved.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's what everybody revolves around. He's the connection to everybody.
Yeah, man. He's you know, and the other thing about is that is Chadwick Boseman? Is that his name? Chadwick.
Yeah,
Boseman? Yeah. Yeah, he's
Chasman Boswick. Yeah.
Charles Beeswax. but Chadwick Boseman, man, he's just mellow when he's playing this character. I mean, when he's talking to everybody, he's the whole time he's always saying his lines. Like this, like he doesn't have a care in the world. And I'm like, you know, and at times you even question him. It's like, is this brother high? Because his eyes always have drooped, you know. And,
right.
I think he was concentrating on maintaining his accent.
Exactly.
Okay, I have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, his brother, I swear, when you ain't seen him, he's behind a corner smoking something, you know.
He's going to hide on that Panther shit.
Hey, man, that heart-shaped herb.
I never What were we doing again? We were freezing. Yes, I freeze.
Get me some tacos.
Right. But the thing you say about the way he talks is like, yeah, it's very reserved, but like he says everything with purpose. Like there's moments where, you know, characters are like, no, you're not going to do this. Like, I wish you would stop me.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely not an acting thing. It's just his presence, his character.
It's just the character, the story.
Yeah. Yeah, they just make him very mellow, and everybody has a sense of urgency besides him. I mean, he's just laid back to the whole thing. I mean, every now and then he'll try to raise his voice, but you know, it's
like,
yeah.
Charlie, get out of here,
even then, it's followed by a smile. Yeah. You know?
I will kill you.
You alone do the right thing. Oh, T'Challa. Okay, you know, it's but you know, again, though, it's because. The only thing that really keeps him from being a non-character is that they do have that burden on him, and he does feel like someone who's trying. If there's anything that's going on with him, he does his transition from being a prince to a king with elegance, and you can almost look at it like, okay, you know what? He's just keeping it together for a time of potential turmoil.
Yeah, it just feels like, you know, the country is doing its own thing. They just lost their king, so you don't really know what is going on in his head. But like, kind of with his face, you could read his emotions. He's like, okay, I gotta keep a strong face for my country. But on the inside, like, I just lost my dad. I don't know what if I should have this power. I don't know, you know, these people around me, are they my squad or not? So it always feels like he just has this whole quiet melancholy thing going on with him.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think right there, I mean, even if you're not into him, like I said, the whole politics and the betrayals and the power struggles of a king is fun to watch. It's always fun to watch in anything.
Mm-hmm. Except King Arthur.
Yeah, exactly. That don't even count. that was a superhero movie. and like I said, you know, he makes that transition with elegance. And then, again, we're switching gears with another story. He goes on, he says, okay, now I'm king. Now let's do some spy shit. let's do that Black Bond shit right there. And the movie turns into, when they said this was a James Bond film, they weren't lying, man. I mean, to the point where they just
Cube Division.
Man, they pretty much rip off James Bond with this. Because as I was saying, they give him gadgets that are made by his own personal Q. And his own personal Q, I will say, is at least funny because it's played by a female and it's played by his sister. Oh, my God. It's played by his sister. It's Shuri, who's played by Letitia Wright, who you might have seen in a few things like Black Mirror recently. And watching that, it could come across as a derivative because, I mean, they take everything. They got the gadgets. They have the cars. It's, I guess, just, again, you know, seeing a different kind of lead character play that, whether it be a black person or a female in those positions, makes it a little bit different. But even if you taking the black, God damn it!
Oh,
I know, I'm used to having a mug. Uh-huh. Even if you are looking at it as something that, okay, I've seen this kind of spy format before, it's still kind of fun.
Remote driving system activated.
Wait, which side of the road is it?
For bus sake, just drive.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, favorite
part. Let's go! Hey, look at your suit. You've been taking bullets, charging it up with kinetic energy.
Put around the truck. Ready, go!
I wanted him to do that so bad. and the different thing there is that we've always said James Bond is a superhero practically.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to see a superhero be a super agent at this moment. I don't know if that works for everybody, but it worked for me. How'd you guys feel about it?
No, it works for me. It, like you said, it did feel like a James Bond thing without having the whole Bond girl thing pop up. Luckily, that did not happen. But yeah, they have all the cool tech stuff. They have the vibranium used damn near everywhere because mm-hmm. there's so much of it in Wakanda. So yeah, it added a nice touch to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's James Bond to having Q Division and a big scene in a casino.
Oh, I know.
Gambling, and then followed by a car chase with a hot sports car, which they are pimping in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is true. How about you?
Well, I feel like sometimes with action movies like James Bond and some of the other superhero movies that I've seen, they have these action parts that are just like, okay, I'm over it. Why do you guys keep doing this? We don't have to, like, you're just showing off. But like in this movie, every action part had a purpose and I wasn't bored. It wasn't too long. It wasn't overdrawn. And somebody like me who really doesn't give a fuck about action movies at all, this I was like into every single second.
Yeah. And like I said, man, they made them fun. And of nothing else, we know what we're watching. We're watching a superhero movie. Let them do superhero shit. That's fine. And Mark, I got you, man. The casino stuff is in there. But a good point that you made, Corey, mm-hmm. is that we do have Bond girls, but they ain't going to fuck you. They're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, they will fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have the Dora Milaje. Led by the character Okea, who's, what's her name? From
Michonne.
Danae Gurira. And getting a little help by Lupita Nyong'o, who's a spy in the film herself. And, no, you know, again, those elements of having these women be empowered, having these women kicking ass right next to a James Bond type character, adds a new element of not only fun but empowerment to it that separates it from the typical spy genre.
Mm-hmm. It's now or never.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Damn, that brother was late with that reaction.
Bam.
He was just about to hit his number.
Huh? What? Should I told you that brother was high? 5 minutes later, what was that? But watching that, man, that's it's a fun scene that they do. It's not about what we've seen before. It's watching what we've seen before being done well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they did that well. Now, again, for somebody who watches as many James Bond movies as you do, Martin, you know, I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing watching this. Was it a little hackneyed for you, or did even this stand up?
A little bit.
A little
hackneyed. It was basic James Bond. I got what they were doing, and it's not what the film was about, so I was okay with it.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty, Martin, because there's a lot of black people waiting outside waiting to beat your ass.
But no, when you're talking about the girls that are in here, I feel like they did an even better job than Wonder Woman did for me, because I felt like they actually had some kind of force behind them just outside of being a strong person.
Yeah.
Like anytime they would walk in a room, they walked in with their heads held high, shoulders back, and they're like, all right, I'm in command of my domain. I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
And they were so beautiful and so captivating without overly sexualizing at all. There was no cleavage. Yeah. There was no booty. I mean, a little bit of booty, but like just naturally. But there was no, you know, it wasn't just sex symbols. Like these women were strong and powerful and gorgeous.
No, yeah, without you're absolutely overdoing. Right about
and
that.
They captured an African household with the woman being super in charge.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, these women didn't even have hair. I mean, they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, and you're right. They captured that woman that African woman, you know, like, don't let mama come in when you messing up. Boy, I told you, clean up this goddamn room. Don't tell you no more.
Hey, mama, damn.
Shut up when I'm watching my stories. What were you going to say?
I'm Robert. I'm fucking around and running my light bill. You know how everything runs up your light bill.
who left the refrigerator door open?
I guess it was him.
You tell your friends to go home now. Y'all go home. And it still manages to be a superhero movie on top of that. It's a lot of things where we see a lot of this doing and appearing to give you visually what we want to see in a superhero movie. I mean, after all, this is a Marvel film, so we expect to see superheroics. And I mean, like I said, anything new that we haven't seen before? Well, yes and no. You know, this being a superhero movie, you know, we get the costumes, we get the lasers, the spaceships, the fights, you know, that go down with ease. You know, that the supervillains and superheroes fighting each other. And because they chose to, because they chose to actually do this in the Marvel Universe, they somehow still managed to keep those themes in line with other films. But that's about where that ends as far as this being a movie that stands on its own while taking the black identity out of it, at least for myself. Can I put that black back out now?
Take it out the box, Cone.
All that blackness out of there. Yeah. Every last drop.
Yeah.
You know, because you cannot watch this without the black identity being a factor here, because that's what's going to separate this movie. Everybody's talking about, I want Marvel, that man, that formula. Mm-hmm. You know, that soda getting to be lame now. If that formula, we know what it is. We've seen it over and over again. There's no more surprises. We don't need it. Well, with the black identity in this movie, that's what makes this movie so amazing. And it's, again, not because it's just black, but because they chose to take this, you're going to hear this term a lot, this Afro-futuristic approach to it. They've managed to create a movie. Now, whether you like the story or not, as far as seeing something, I don't think I've seen anything of this magnitude like this ever before.
No, not at all. I mean, even for, like, most just movies in general. Every time you go to Africa, like Coleman said earlier, it's bombed out, war torn. Like it's some kind of village that has some kind of infection or dirty
poverty
water,
or disease
poverty and stuff
or,
like that. Yeah. But in here, you got this country that has all the money in the world, and like you get to go about seeing how citizens live their normal days, and you get to see the different tribes and everything that go on there.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that you have to notice about this, man, is that, you know, this is when you look at Wakanda here, the movie stands out because it chose to make Wakanda a living, breathing character of its own. And they do it so well because they do take what we look at as what we think about when we see Africa, third world country. Mm-hmm. They've taken that.
Or jungle.
Or jungle, yeah. But as far as Wakanda goes, if you don't know what Wakanda is in the movie, or you haven't read any of the comics, it is a hidden country from the world because a long time ago, this comet fell down and it deposited vibranium. Think of that as this really, really, really valuable material. And they can make all these weapons and futuristic things that the rest of the world hadn't seen. So they have to keep themselves hidden.
Mm-hmm. Captain America's shield is made.
Exactly. And when you go there, you see that they've taken what we think about when we think about Africa, third world. They've kept that architecture, but have combined it with all this futuristic technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fantasy technology. And it, you know,
it's the African Jetsons.
Yeah.
I like that they distinguish the different cultures. They acknowledge that because Africa's huge. That's like saying somebody in Canada is like the same culture as somebody in Mexico just because they're both on North America. Like, Africa's massive.
Sure.
And in one of the scenes, they show when they're fighting for the king, all the different tribes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool instead of just like saying, oh, we're all African. You know what I mean? Like, that's so far from the truth.
Yeah, man. This is the art design in this movie is amazing. I will tell you, though, you're going to notice something because when they go to Wakanda, they show you that big ass CG city, but when they start walking around, boy, they get tight on them shots.
Oh,
yeah, that was one moment where they were walking through the streets and you didn't see nothing behind it because they were all up in people's faces.
Yeah, they do show that same street over and over.
That soundstage in Melbourne.
It's the only block in Wakanda that's been popping.
I love that frame, though. I was asking you guys about it after the movie. Remember, I was like, how are they filming that? Remember?
No, well, like I said, they showed you a lot of CG, then they just got close up on people so you can't see the same fucking door.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. It just keeps the same backstory.
Wakanda's all mirrors.
You see somebody walking to the glass. But, you know, that is the artistry in there is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's not just
the architecture.
The architecture. It's the costumes, man.
Yeah.
You have this woman here, Ruth Carter, everybody's saying her by her name because the costumes are a different character here. Those colors are so vibrant, man. It's really one of the things that makes it stand out on its own because it is very Afrocentric, but at the same time keeps it well rooted in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, through the future part of the Afrofuturistic stuff in there because it looked like something that was, you know, traditional garb, but it had been updated with vibranium and tons of money.
Yeah, man. You know, when you look at this and you see, because I'm looking at some of the things here, like you know, you see T'Challa going through one of his rituals, and you see just they're CG people, but they still look amazing. You see all these different costumes, and everybody standing around. It's you know, it's they really paid a lot of attention to detail as far as the many faces of African culture in dress.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away by that, man. I've never seen that on this scale in any movie.
I kind of felt the same way I did the first time I saw Coming to America, like that moment where you see all the people coming in, they're dancing, and they have all the Afrocentric stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, that's amazing. That's awesome to see. And to see it updated here was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what?
To the point where if I go to Africa, I'm going to expect to see this.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be I'm going to be dressed like them.
DJ, you say no.
No.
Jeans and t-shirts all around. That's why this is a comic book.
Okay. So I should expect Beast with No Nation.
Yeah. Also a beautiful film, but something completely different.
I mean, if you're outside of the main city of Wakanda, you'll see that.
Yeah. And going back to some things they do here, just seeing the customs, man. That whole thing where T'Challa is going through his ritual, being challenged for his kingship, that was just, you know, from just a custom viewpoint, that was amazing to look at.
Right.
You know, because they actually made you you were emotionally involved in that, mm-hmm. and you, they got you all energized and hyped up when he's being challenged at that moment.
Man, he just got here.
Things change quick. Right?
Y'all gonna put him out like that?
Yeah, even when he was like they were about to just put that crown on his head, and somebody said, "Hey, nigga!"
Not today.
God damn it, Jabari's back.
Oh, man, you couldn't want a brother. No, I don't want a brother because we Disney, bitch. But you know this right. Right here is,
wait, what did you just say?
Oh, don't
you heard it. You heard it. I was going to let it go. Like, oh, no.
The king has spoken. You were dismissed. Be gone. I knew too, man. I said, this shit going to be lame, but I can't help it. Some shit you just don't pass up. Even, man, it's like,
I'm going to give him one.
Okay, so now you know how it feels.
Yeah. This was kind of like, man, this shit is spoiled, but it's on sale.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to say this. It's right here. Nobody else is going to say it. So.
Don't mind if it do.
Fuck, I was fighting too. Don't do it. Danielle going to be home tonight like, oh! let me see here. But here's the biggest thing about the movie, man, that I was impressed with. Something that I was kind of joking about when we did our that video that made everybody mad. What did Black Panther fail? He won't fail, motherfucker. You know, but
that one of the challenge.
Yeah, I said I don't know if they're going to be able to actually go. You know, they're talking about colonialism. I don't know if they would be go like head on with the issues of racism that's involved with that.
Jeez.
Man,
they drove a truck through that bitch.
Oh yeah,
it was glorious.
Man, this for me it addresses racism and colonialism without being preachy in it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And it has to be done. If you look at the roots of Black Panther, now. You know, I've been reading a lot about Black Panther. From what I understand, Black Panther created in 1966 by two Jewish dudes.
Yeah.
You know, they know some good racism. You know, they went to summer camp for that.
Yeah, it was Fantastic Four number 52.
Yeah, and Jack Kirby and the man himself, Stan Lee, were the ones who created Black Panther 2 months before the Black Panther Party actually came into play. Those things are not connected, even though my wife thought this was a movie about the Black Panther.
No.
I wish I had never said anything. She thought this was a documentary or a biopic about the Black Panthers.
Oh, you could have tricked anyone to see it.
Yeah, did they really have spaceships?
How did they lose?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah. White man took it away from
him. Damn Elon Musk.
Yeah, now he's taking all the credit.
Yeah, and Martin is right. This was... when Black Panther was what number 52 you said?
Yeah.
July 52 is when Black Panther, he was introduced as the sensational Black Panther in Fantastic Four. Just a side character, really. Sort of a guest star in there. But, you know, he's like, y'all better goddamn right talk about racism. Hell, oh, the Klan almost fried my ass for this scene. They had him tied to a stake like Jesus about to be cooked.
I used to love those issues back then.
Oh, yeah. You see, Ray, what we're looking at is Black Panther number 21, where the Klan about to burn his ass alive. And you can see him breaking loose about to whoop their ass, too.
Now I got to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that run on Jungle Action, it's just like a few issues after that where Eric Killmonger gets introduced.
Ah, man, I like the way Black Panther, like, I don't know, I let y'all tie me up. Let you motherfuckers go buy hot dogs and graham crackers and shit.
So this is America. Huh?
And so you see that they did not shy on the issues of racism with that, man. And this movie does not. It does not hold back on that. There are moments where they call these people savages. They talk about how, hell yeah, I'm going to go and colonialize your black ass. You goddamn right. Yeah, they, you know, when they go in, they talk about racism worldwide. And even to a point where it for a Disney movie, I was expecting them just kind of passively mention it. No, it's angry.
Yeah, it's like the opening crawl is like, we hate this shit. And they're like, okay, we got it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You know, the in this movie, they do not shy from angry, angry comments about racism. Now, granted, the anger comes from the villain in the movie. You know, like, hey, you know, Marvel ain't gonna, the white folks in Marvel ain't gonna let you like make the Malcolm X of superheroes just yet. But what I will tell you is that they went as far as they could because they said, all right, you know, this brother, he's a villain. He's mad. He don't like white folks. But I get where he's coming from.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, he's one of the most sympathetic villains they've had because you get it. And what I was shocked by, because so much of this has been people saying like, well, he's an African hero, but how much is this going to be about African Americans? And it delves deep into the animosity between Africa and African Americans. Yeah. Way more than I ever thought.
Oh, no, we're talking about Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan said, you know, I don't like white people, and frankly, I don't like you Negroes either. I don't like black people, you uppity, bougie-ass black folks, all this, during the Civil War. I mean, the Civil War, well, even during the Civil War, yeah, during the Civil Rights March and all, you know, all these centuries of black people getting their ass whooped, and y'all sitting up here.
And y'all got all this?
Yeah, y'all
where
got all
you?
Yeah, where are we y'all?
But the good thing is that they paint the picture so it makes sense for his character to feel that way. Yeah. He doesn't feel that way for no reason.
Right. No, and that's what I'm saying. And the thing about it, he's not just angry. This is a movie where we have a murderous hood-ass supervillain, and he is the most sympathetic character in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel
for him. Yeah, you feel for him more than anyone. Mm-hmm. And they give him his moments where he's not being evil. They give him moments where they're tender, and you feel for him. I almost cried for this dude. I ain't cried for Black Panther, not one bit. I lost my daddy, so get your ass back to work. Eric Killmonger, though, I was like, brother, I feel you.
At one point, you're rooting for him. Like, you're not
I don't
mad.
Know about that. I've
rooted for some of his ideals, but not the whole picture.
Yeah, I was like, he's not wrong, but, man, that's a long time to be carrying anger. You got to have some moments where you bite into a Krispy Kreme donut. Okay, that was nice.
His name is Killmonger.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a chance of happening.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't get that name by killing Krispy Kreme. and a lot of people have gone out and they've been saying some hyperbolic things, man. They've been talking about how, this is the greatest villain since the Joker. I like him better than the Joker. I would not say that this is a better performance or a better character than Heath Ledger's Joker. Mm-hmm. But is it the best villain that I've seen since the Joker as far as being fleshed out and the depth that he had and the emotion that I had for him? I'll say yeah. Yeah, in a comic book movie, I haven't seen in a comic book film?
I don't know. I'm sure I can think of somebody because, I mean, as much as I believed in what he was saying, he didn't have enough screen time to pull me over to feeling like that.
That's
that
right.
He was one of the best villains or that he was really fleshed out. Well, I got what he was about,
yeah,
but I didn't really know him that way.
I feel like he has very little screen time, but he made the most of it.
Yeah,
like his first scene is, you're like, holy shit, like what he does. But yeah, he was one of the big standouts of this movie.
And I think it's just a really good performance by him too, man. Every time he was on the screen, I just wanted to see more of him, man. Michael B. Jordan is just the guy's an amazing actor, and he's worked with Ryan Coogler, the director here before, you know, for Creed and Fruitvale Station. And
that's everybody, his guy.
And everybody talked about how great this guy is as an actor. In this movie, believe it or not, it's Black Panther is the one that shows his acting chops. I loved him in the film, man. I'm, you know, not just as a villain, but just as an actor. Thought he was amazing. And I also liked that they were able to bring politics into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because they put it in like very conflicting issues with politics, because there was some poster going around where they went through a whole checklist saying, look, man, Black Panther's really Black Trump. He's all right. And they went the whole list. Somebody sent me this, and I was like, I don't know about that. But during the movie, I was like, check. Yeah, he's all that.
Yeah.
Everybody in Wakanda is all that. Wakanda's very isolationist, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's that, but definitely the nation is.
No, see, there was something he said. It was like, all right, yeah, you were definitely like this.
Yeah, no, he bought into all that, man. They were xenophobic. They didn't like they didn't like outsiders. They were very to themselves. They didn't trust people, and for good reason.
For good reason, yeah.
But also to a point where it was just like, even then, maybe you need to lighten up a little bit. Yeah. Because when
give a little bit.
Yeah, when Killmonger comes in, I was like, yeah, y'all need to pull back a little bit and hear what this man is saying. And, you know, I will say also, for all the, again, for all the white people, like, but what is in there for me? Well, you know, you got Bilbo. And Martin Freeman actually has a bigger role in the movie than I thought, and a very heroic role in the movie. I actually liked him in the film.
He has a bigger role than you think, but it doesn't take over the movie. It's not like, no. Here's our white savior. It does not go that far.
No, as what do you call it? Agent Ross, mm-hmm. who we got to know in Civil War.
Right.
How'd you feel about him, Martin?
This is where I have to part with you on this, because in Civil War, he's probably my least favorite thing in Civil War, because he comes in so late and he's doing this I'm from nowhere USA accent. So having him here doing the same kind of accent, not really knowing, getting to know him on any kind of level more than that, but being there so much, I was kind of like, kind of wish he wasn't here.
Yeah.
Or they'd done more with him personality-wise.
I really liked him in the movie. I thought this is a character they introduced and they actually fleshed him out in this film.
And I feel like he had I want to say he was necessary to the film, but he had a bunch of moments interacting with people in certain areas where it was like, all right, like they have something to say to him that goes along the lines of, you know, talking about colonialism and things like that.
I think he was there to bridge the gap between the Wakanda community and then
the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and also bridge him between Wakanda and the rest of the movies, the rest of the Marvel movies. And that I was really amazed with the soundtrack. Everybody knows that, you know, they got the score, which is good. It's not anything that stands out, but the soundtrack, who they made a big deal about Kendrick Lamar doing it. I listened to the album because it came out on Spotify a couple of days before we saw this film here. And some songs I like a lot, and some I'm like, all right, you know, just like any album's going to be like, okay, I can leave that one. But I was really surprised at how they incorporated some of this music.
I was shocked, too, because you're thinking, like, all right, it's just going to be a whole hip-hop thing, which was what the soundtrack is. But they found a way to mix it to where it feels like traditional African music and, you know, just torn-down drums. And then they found a way to throw some 808s in there, too. So I thoroughly enjoyed the soundtrack for this.
Yeah, yeah. Martin, you know, I know you're not into the hippity-hop too much, but what did you think about
it? No, I did like the music.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't like that Weeknd song, but I thought that once I heard it in the movie, I was just okay with it. But in the movie, I'm like,
yeah, it really works in the movie. And I feel like they managed to use, especially the hip-hop songs in here, effectively to where it kind of plays along to what's going on with the turmoil in the country and with the characters.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I like about the album, if you ever watch the movie and listen to the album, which, by the way, don't let Disney fool you. This is a hip-hop album. You know, it's all kind of motherfuckers and fucks up in there. So, you know, don't let that.
No, niggas dropped a lot.
yeah, a lot of niggas and motherfuckers up in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't let it fool you. But if it's like the one of my favorite albums for a movie is The Crow, as far as soundtracks go, because they tell the story of the movie. Mm-hmm. And they kind of do that here.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. Well, you like the hip-hop. What you think?
I thought it was great. I didn't think that they really could have made it, like, cheesy and corny with the music easily, and I didn't think it was like that at all. I thought it flowed organically, and I really loved it.
There were a couple of moments I wanted to dance, but I had to pull myself.
We're in mixed company, I'll wait.
Who is those white people?
Fuck them. Get up and dance. Now, here's where I get into my flaws.
You got flaws?
Believe it or not, man.
Ooh, this is where you're going to get torn apart.
I'm tiptoeing around them, too. Now, just hear me out.
Some of those vibranium sneakers.
Speaking of vibranium, man, they say that shit so much in the movie.
A billion fucking times, man. Vibranium, we have to find a vibranium. They say the vibranium. You don't understand, like, yo.
Vibranium was shorthand for a lot of shit. How'd you do that? Vibranium.
Well, that's currency. That's what keeps them.
But that was the answer to every. I mean, they dropped that so much in the movie.
Vibranium might as well be magic.
Yeah,
it's close to it, man. It's like, all right, I get, like, all right, it operates like a metal, so it can do this, it can do that. But the second they start using it in, like, the medical field, it's like, what in the hell is happening with this jewel?
Motherfuckers putting vibranium in their hair.
Yeah. Your wrist
makes you 10 years younger. Yeah, you know, it's yeah, they were dropping that vibranium a lot. Do a drinking game with it. You ain't gonna see no Black Panther Part 2.
You will black out. You got a black out Panther.
Yeah, leave my jokes alone. It was right there.
I know. Hey, that bargain bin shit, right? You can pass it up.
But it's on sale.
It's that Dollar Target bin.
Might as well.
Might as well buy 10. I like Andy Serkis, and I liked Ulysses Claw, and he was fun in the movie, but he was really reduced to being a cackling villain to the whole thing.
Cackling. Did you notice how he still, from Planet of the Apes, he still had that ape walk?
Yeah. He got the car dragging his knuckles on the ground. Get your ass up. Are you drunk?
Yeah. You know what? The way I feel about him was kind of the same way I felt about the general villain in Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. The one that was like just kind of so cartoonish.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're just like, why are you like acting this way? Like, he did have a couple of funny jokes in here, but like, he was a little too cartoony for this movie that's kind of floating the line between really serious and you know, comic.
It makes you hate him more, I feel like.
I'm not hating his character. I'm hating him. Like, right. Like, no hate on you, Andy Serkis, but like watching the movie is just like, yeah. But it's like, yeah, like I shouldn't like his character as a character, but like I just don't like the way he's being portrayed here because he is being so, like I said, cartoony.
Boisterous.
So I think you liked him.
Yeah, I actually liked him. I mean, I hated him so much, obviously, just because I like the characters, want them to succeed. But I thought he did a good job, and I thought he was well written. I have no complaints on him at all.
Okay, Martin.
I'm mixed because I do see how he was cartoony. At the same time, so many of the characters are so reserved. It was nice to have somebody who was over the top. But he pushes it to that point. There's a tipping point where your threatening character becomes less threatening.
Yeah.
Because you're laughing at him so much.
And I did, like I said, I liked him. It's just, you know, I really expected more from him. But he was just laughing. That was it. I'm evil.
And cracking some terrible jokes. He had one or two good ones, but there was one.
Doesn't
I was
that
just
make
like,
you more scared of him, though? Like, he to the point where you feel like he feels like he can get away with anything. He feels like he's in control. He knows he'll be fine. He knows his boys are coming to get him. Like, that made me realize.
I wish he had been more threatening.
He was a bit of an oaf, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like some people laugh like that, and you go, like, damn, they got all the confidence in the world. And sometimes you go, you're overconfident. You too stupid
something.
To know that mm-hmm. you don't have this like you think you do.
Yeah. And also, the climax here, a lot of things were either resolved very easy or just not answered.
Throw vibranium at it.
Yeah.
We need more vibranium.
Vibranium. Somebody just yells, vibranium. It's like my ears. Yeah, they just did. You know, it's a superhero climax that we get here. Now, I will say that because we see a lot of things happen here, like the strong women that are in there that take charge on the battlefield. You know, that is something that's cool there. There was some weight, emotional weight in there. But there's also some predictable things that happen with it, too. And, you know, just it's nothing special. It's just a, you know, more or less, maybe slightly above average.
Mm-hmm. At least they didn't have the blue beam flying in the sky. I was like, thank God that didn't happen. Every time we have these superhero climaxes, you shoot a beam in the air that's going to destroy the world. Like, no, it's not happening.
Well, that's because the characters were the beams. How many times they jump up in the air and come down and people just go flying? You know?
Yeah.
They do that superhero charge up on the, no, that video game character charge up. you press the button enough and then.
It would be great to be one of these characters where you can get thrown across the street and just go, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, back at the fight.
I hope in Black Panther 2 to see, speaking of women here, I hope to see Angela Bassett play a sort of a bigger role. You know, I would like to see the relationship between T'Challa, you know, Black Panther and his mother, bonding even more because her husband and his father is dead. You know, they're kind of, the family is stronger. Because they have each other. But, you know, for the most part, man, as I'm talking about being predictable, there were some things in here that I didn't see coming. They had some really uncomfortable moral questions here for things, especially for things that were introduced in Civil War. And we see them in a different light here. That's about the extent of my flaws right here. And before we go on and wrap things up, let me just go around the table and get everybody's opinion on things here. You know, get some other input.
I think with if we were talking about the negatives we had, obviously we said Claw was an issue for some of us. But it feels like, especially with that climax, you had this movie that was telling a massive story and it was being almost a geopolitical thriller. And to come down to just bare-knuckle fights at the end or, you know, punching and throwing and all this other stuff, it's just like, all right, you kind of had this grand thing and you went out with the standard route. And I know that, you know, I can't, you know, make my movie, but it kind of seemed like it was, all right, we got to get back to what we do as Marvel and make, mm-hmm. make a superhero movie where there is just an all-out brawl at the end. And that was something that was disappointing for me. But outside of that, it wasn't much.
Yeah, yeah. Martin?
I remember back when the trailer showed and you guys went nuts over it. And I was like, well, I mean, it looks good. but the little bit I see of the CGI, I don't think it looks that great. And we see a lot of action stuff, but it's hard to tell what it's going to be. But like everybody else, I got Panther fever, so I was excited about this. But in the end, I'm like, yeah, I think I was right the first time, because I had a problem with how with the CG. I was like, man, they could have just spent a little bit extra money and made this look better, especially when we get to the final fight with the animals that come in. I was like, these don't look so good. And really kind of taking me out of it. On top of everything you guys said, yeah, it was just too much of it is too predictable, especially in the first and third act. It's the second act where Michael B. Jordan comes in, where I was like, all right, now they're doing this. I didn't see coming. This mm-hmm. is interesting. Now we got something. But it does kind of go out on that note of the big fight, and things are wrapped up just too neatly. And just through the whole thing, I was like, man, y'all have a lot of different concepts you're juggling here. And they're all good, the politics and the history and all this. But it was moving so fast. I was like, I wish some of these scenes would take time to breathe. It seemed like only the female characters and Killmonger really got time to really be people and show who they were. And everything else got rushed.
And Danielle.
Man, I was so just happy with this film and thankful that I went. I liked how they really spent a lot of effort in, like, understanding the cultural background of Africa and using that, like, the communal aspect of the whole kingdom. I thought that was really dope. I loved it. I mean, I can't say, enough good things about it. I think it's going to change Hollywood. I think it's going to inspire the youth. I think it's really going to make a major impact, and I'm thankful for it, and this is long overdue.
Not yeah. one bad thing to say?
I mean, I see what you're saying about the animals at the end and how, what you guys are saying about how the final scene, things were moving very, very quickly. People were, you know, with each other, and then now they're fighting against each other, and things were moving very quickly. Things were escalating without attacking the other issues that they were dealing with. So I can see where you're coming from that aspect, but it's a Marvel movie. It's a superhero movie. It's going to be fast-paced towards the end. You're going to have that type of climax.
Yeah, I'll be the one to tell you. Did it live up to what I saw in the trailer and the excitement I had for all the teasers and trailers that came out? I mean, maybe not. Maybe that was impossible to reach that. But do I think that this is a movie that told not one, but a lot of great stories, well, or did it tell a lot of stories greatly? I think they did. I think that this movie was executed very well. I mean, again, taking the blackness out of it, I thought this was, I mean, I was really into the characters. And even though Black Panther himself might not be the most interesting characters, because just every character was so good. Mm-hmm. I thought in this. I mean, all these characters, and it's like, you know, we just described the villain. I mean, to have a villain like that, like I said, I will be the one to say it right here. Look at me. God damn it. I do think that this is the best villain that we've seen since the Joker. Now, I know I don't say that. Don't take that as this is the next Joker. No, I have not seen a villain go in and be that much more sympathetic and yearn to be cared for than the heroes in a movie. And that's not a flaw with the heroes. That's because they had a Marvel. Everybody said they had a villain problem, and they corrected this amazingly. And it's I just got chills watching this. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, this is an important film right here. The moment that Black Panther came in, and I saw how all these people were on screen like I've never seen them before, I am going to be in that category of people that says, yes, this is a groundbreaking film. We've never seen anything like this before. When they launched Black Panther out and let him start being the hero that he is, and I saw the money there on the screen and saw these images that I wanted to see when I was a kid. Almost had tears coming out of my eyes, man. I almost had tears for these kids that are going to be able to see this.
Absolutely.
Who never have seen anything like this before. Tears for not these young black girls, but women in general, and black and white women.
Influencing generations after generations.
Yeah. Who are going to be watching this and just seeing these, you know, these strong female characters that they wanted to see. All these, these female characters not only helping the male heroes, but also being heroes themselves. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you nerds need to be thankful too about this, because this is something that is groundbreaking for comic book movies in general. You have a movie that is going to be history in the making for a whole race of people.
Absolutely.
Bringing my mama want to go see Black Panther. She don't go watch no black. She don't watch black comic book movies, much less comic book movies at all. But she's like, Corey, tell me about that Black Panther. You want to see it? That's all I can tell you. And there are people who want to see this movie who would never think about going to see a comic book film. They're going to watch this
or a black film.
Or a black film. Yeah. No, this is very much the groundbreaking film that I think people are telling you about. And don't go in there and get your hypes up because get hyped up about it because it does have some flaws. But do I think it's a great film? Hell yeah. Maybe not a better than sex movie because it's still limited by the comic book formula that is in. And there's some predictability in that, which is why something like Get Out is probably a better than sex movie instead of this because I didn't know where that was going. Mm-hmm. It's like a Sixth Sense film. There's so many details in there and it's crafted so well, but man, this is right behind a Better Than Sex. This, yeah, I'm proud to be alive to watch this movie right here.
Thankful.
Yeah, I'm watching it again this weekend and cannot wait to go see it again. Gonna go see this shit in IMAX.
Ooh, you already got your ticket.
No. So I ain't going to see shit.
You ain't seeing it this weekend.
I'm just going to go to a white person. Get up.
just show up. Dress like that. Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, man. Full price, man. I wish I could give this Better Than Sex, but I have to be fair. But it's right. It's knocking on that door.
You don't think it's because maybe your expectations were so high?
No, I got to be fair and talk about this movie for the flaws it genuinely does have. Mm-hmm. But I do love this movie.
Oh, Better Than Sex for me, for sure. I mean, I do not do movies like this. I don't. I can't sit through like movies like this at all. I almost walked out of Deadpool, walked out of Spider-Man, walked out. I mean, I don't care about this type of shit. And this is not only just because
I look at the audience and they're like, yo, this is like, she walked out of Deadpool.
And it's not just because of my sexuality preferences towards African-American men and women, but it really held. You know what I mean? I had high expectations, too. It really held for me. Why?
just turn and look in the whole audience.
Everybody, somebody in the growling. Let me tell you something about her before she goes any further. This whole movie.
Anytime a black dude showed up that was big and muscular and either had an open vest or a shirt taken off.
Anytime Michael B. Jordan came on came onto the screen, she was like,
Do you know why? I have a right here. The shoulders for men do it for me, and his shoulders are like perfection. I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, even when your girl, Michonne, I forgot the character, Okoye in the movie.
Guerrera, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Okoye. Her name in the movie was Okoye. And there was a moment where she popped up, and you go like, "Yes, girl." Yeah. I was like, "Danielle."
She was into the movie. She was talking the whole time. She was like, "Oh no!"
And then she was sitting between us, so they're like, "Oh, they must be them."
Yeah.
No, it's not us. It's the white girl.
She was the black person in the movie theater. Don't go in there.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Ooh, I got some shoes like that.
You better tell them. Hey, man. But yeah, so I guess you're giving this a better than sex.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Nobody now can ever say they're not attracted to black dudes or, you know, black women. Because after this movie, yeah, you fucking are. You're lying. Yeah. These people are beautiful. You know... I'll shut up.
So, from a film aspect, what do you like about it? The characters, the story, the CGI? Not important.
Well, I don't really care about the CGI. I just like the fact
I don't care about the black people.
I just like the fact that this is a film that really has had and has the opportunity to make such an impact in the community. You know what I mean? And it did it. It wasn't just – I'm so thankful it didn't end up being bullshit. It really could have been bullshit. We all had high expectations. We all are going to go spend money to go see it, maybe even multiple times.
Of course.
No matter how good of a movie it is. And to be honest, they really did a good fucking job. And I'm glad because it's going to change the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And generations time and time again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of in the same boat or in between you guys. This movie, I feel, is a groundbreaking film. You're seeing these black superheroes on stage. You're seeing black people who aren't struggling with all this other hood shit that we have to deal with all the time, with poverty, drugs, and all this other stuff. It's seeing this country come together and basically say all we have is ourselves, and we got to make sure we take care of ourselves and also everybody else. And I really enjoyed that about the movie. There are some things in here that are drawbacks for me. Like I said, Claw wasn't that great of a character. The climax really could have been better than what it was, but just for the amount of stuff that was in here, I love the that they did decide to talk about not only African culture and the issues they have there, but African American culture as well. So, you know, the struggles between Africans and Black Americans and
even black Americans amongst themselves. I really appreciated they threw that in there. So I really wish I could give this a better than sex, but it is a solid full price. It's almost a better than sex, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Martin?
Yeah, all the positive things you guys have said about it I agree with. As a matter of fact, beyond probably my favorite thing is the sets, the costumes, but also the female characters. I just loved all of them so much. I mean, as much as this is a black movie, it's such a female-driven movie that you don't even see it coming. And I got excited every time they were on screen. And also Michael B. Jordan, who was a great surprise. Another thing about this movie that I really liked is how much it took from the comics, from different points in Black Panther comics, stuff it almost recreated, and especially in that big fight.
Except for that Klan scene, I wouldn't move.
That's right, Black Panther 2, yeah. Too. We got to save that.
Right, but there's just that one of the fights with him and Killmonger. I'm like, okay, that's a very iconic thing he does. And are they going, oh shit, they did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to tell me what it was after the show.
Okay, yeah, I was really excited about that. And I really, 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 really like this movie. I just don't love it. And just because of the flaws, and there were more flaws that bothered me than you guys. I mean, there's even a few things that I didn't mention. I mean, overall, I was like, man, I'm really digging this. I just wish story-wise it was less predictable, or dialogue-wise it was snappier. The dialogue wasn't bad, but it was just so on the nose, and hardly anybody said anything that wasn't directly germane to the scene, rather where they could have, like I said, let it breathe and really gave more of their personality. I wish that could have been there, because that's the kind of thing that really wows me and makes me want to come back over and over again. Still, I give it a low full price.
All right, then. He really means matinee, but he don't want to get killed.
Pretty much. Yeah. I really would like to see a movie with just all the women in here.
Yeah.
Just because it would be so great.
Yeah. What I wonder is that now that Marvel has bought the Fox and the X-Men, will he marry Storm in the next movie?
Oh, yeah, because in the comics he's married Storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good movie, man. Like I said, I can't wait to see it again. I want to see it with a real audience. I want to take that shit. I wish I could just.
So a real audience? I want to go see it with a black audience.
I do.
Oh, they're going to be just jamming at the end. Just like when the NWA movie, how people were dancing clapping and doing the most at the end of that. This movie.
Danielle wants to spin off with Michael B. Jordan's chest.
I don't know how he managed to get bigger than he was in Creed, but he found a fucking way.
I know,
he was
man.
Like, I was like, ah!
you know how? Ooh. Vibranium.
Makes sense. That's you got it. Yeah, here you go.
Fun review. Yeah. Did y'all have a good time?
Yeah. Great job, Danielle. Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
No. Are you leaving now?
No, I'm just saying thanks for giving me your ticket. You could have given it to anybody.
Oh, yeah, you can't go yet because we have. Oh, Martin. Martin gets the gold star. Martin don't deserve anything. He didn't do his duty as a black man. Give
love Black Panther. How dare you?
How dare you, man? But it is time for Martin gets the gold star. We have to rename that because he doesn't get a gold star. It's just not about Martin anymore. This is the part of the show where we have trivia based on the movie we just reviewed, which is Black Panther. And we have 5 questions. And you only have to get 3 of those questions correct in order to win a prize from some person who's going to be selected from our emails to participate. And we also have playing the game, not just Martin, but Mr. Goodwin over here.
Hey.
And Daniel.
I can play if it's about the movie we just saw. Why not?
Nobody's ever going to pick you.
You don't know that. I got faith. You can. Oh, well.
I can play for fun.
Okay, play. All right, you know what? Play for fun, and you don't have to.
Can I throw one out there?
Yes.
How about if we miss it, but she gets it right, it counts?
That's cool, man. I like that. Way to go, man.
It's vibranium.
Yeah, we can do that. And I want to thank also, before we go any further, thank you so much, everybody, for holding back and keeping to yourselves. That was cool. You know, review went by a little smoother, and I did like the times that you guys were, laughing and kind of sitting back. Yeah, but when y'all couldn't hold back, because that was the only time they were about to interrupt. You didn't watch. I didn't watch this movie for the black man, and Mary was like, I don't blame y'all for doing that.
Y'all, come on. I'm not gonna sit 2 hours. I can call somebody to come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't gotta sit in a movie theater for 2 hours. I didn't go to see some BBC. Like, I can call that 2 seconds away. Hi, come over. See you tonight.
She said I could get some BBC.
The British Broadcasting Channel.
Yeah, I get that channel, too.
All right.
now that we're not on YouTube, I can say what I'm
on. I tell you, I was happy to have you there, though.
Thank you.
I was. And you know what? We'll try to get you in on more reviews. And
that
more,
makes sense
more
for me.
Yeah, because we had a great time with you here.
Thank you.
All right. Boys, there go your boards.
Should I just write mine on the paper?
No. You get to yell yours out.
Okay.
We need those on markers.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, put these back here.
Just scratch what I'm fingernails.
Markers for each one of you. There you go. And I think I even have, let me see. I thought I had an eraser.
Oh, there's erasers in the tips.
Nice.
Oh, dope.
Thank you, Jeremiah Schaefer.
We are really moving up in the world.
Right. We got erasers.
We have supplies.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into. Let me see here.
I wonder what the topic is going to be. Just black superhero movies?
Let's see.
They're all Blade. Blank Man.
It's black movies.
What's the one? This is a little tangent while you go and pull the quiz up. What was that movie on the Disney Channel with Robert Townsend and the black superhero family?
Oh, yeah. Anybody remember that?
See, everybody knows it, but like, they're like, what's the name?
That's Shit. A thing?
Yeah.
Because Walter knew it. He told me what it was.
Yeah, it's because it's about Robert Townsend, and he has an older brother that has superpowers, a mom has superpowers. Everybody else in the family is, like, even the grandparents have superpowers. But there's, like, a 12-year-old kid that's growing up, and I think the second you turn 13, you're supposed to get your powers, and he doesn't get them.
Up and away.
Thank you.
Yeah, Walter and I have looked at a
clip of that. You got to see that, Martin. That might be a drug show.
Okay. No. Somebody recommended that, actually.
Yeah, right. It's a movie, not just a show.
It's a movie, yeah.
Well, TV.
Yeah,
there you go.
It was a DCOM.
Oh, you know what? And before we go, I want to get some opinions from people in the audience. I'm going to pull up some people from the audience to talk about Black Panther before we go, because I want to get some opinions about things.
Did Will make the trivia?
No. The Riddler. I told you.
I thought that was Will. I thought it was code for Will.
Nah, he was removed a while ago for making trivia.
Yeah.
He didn't make it?
Because he was making it really hard.
Yeah, like, man.
How you not know that's stupid?
I didn't know this movie that was only in theaters for a day.
Okay. Well, fuck them. They're idiots.
That's how he sounds.
Yeah. All right. I went ahead and pulled up my trivia. And as I said, let me see how far I can get with this without giving anything away. All right. Yeah, I think that works right there. Okay. As I said, today's trivia is about Black Panther. And if the poster's up there, then it must be true. Let's see how the trivia is going to be played. It says here, tonight's trivia themes are movies based on comic books, 2, superhero movies either based on a property or original, and 3, the cast of Black Panther. Good luck. P.S. I did not count Sunday's trivia results because of Goodwin and Gertz, their absence. So let's go ahead.
Yeah, plus you had a fucked up answer in one
day. Damn. I thought we were moving beyond that. Man. Martin, always bringing up that old shit, Martin. Come on now. You're better than that, sir. You know what I'm better than? I should have the music ready, but I don't.
Do we have a player?
No, we don't have a player yet, but I'm going to get the music before that. Now, if anybody wants to play that has never played before, then by all means, please join us. But I'm bringing up the music right now, and I have some people want to play, but I don't know if they're people who have played before. So if you haven't played, please join us. If not, then I'll pick some of these other folks.
Oh, by the way, while you're pulling that up, mm-hmm. I think I have our next drunk movie. It is going to be great. I can't wait. I found some trash, Martin. Oh, my God. It was just fumbling around Hulu, and I found something, and I promise you'll love it.
Okay. Martin said I can't do no more drunk show. I drank so bad I got gout in my toe. I made my toe drunk.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. I asked how I got that, and I went to go see a doctor, and they said, well, you drinking this weekend? I was like, yeah. Because they can still smell the alcohol in my breath.
Yeah, because after you said it, I was like, well, he doesn't eat a lot of fried foods.
No, it was like...
Just so much alcohol?
It was all these nights of drinking.
Yeah. Dehydration.
No, I thought I didn't drink enough, though. They said, you know, did you drink water? I'm like, what's that?
I think you were good on the show. It's just to continue.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Continued after, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'll have somebody just carry me out afterwards.
Man, the thing was, with the last one, we were at the studio downtown, which was close to where we all live. This is a trek.
I know. Yeah, we might
get Uber gift cards. Don't worry.
That's true. Yeah,
we were smart. We were responsible last time. We took Lyft home.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll have to do. Just plan for that. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe we can get people to like actually charge. Maybe we could
get a room over at the.
Yeah, maybe we can charge a donation, because we can't really have people pay for the movie, but maybe we can get just enough money to pay for our Ubers from people.
I'm sure Uber will hook us up if we tell them that we're doing something like this, streamed to thousands of people.
Uber don't want to be a driving service connected with drunkenness.
They want to be a
They do.
Thank you.
They do. Like, yeah, what I'm talking about. Never mind.
Eliminate
if you're
UI.
Drunk, call us. Yeah. Like, duh.
I'd rather drive. All right. Let me go ahead and choose our contestant here. Let me pull up the Gamels one more time.
I'm going to have to hear more of your flaws, Martin, because I'm a little upset with you.
Me?
No.
No, oh. About his review for Black Panther. Oh.
I know you probably have a good point of view. You probably have a good, you know.
She's like, she about to stab you in the hallway. She's like, I got to hear it.
I just like to know because I'm so blown away by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to hear you're an expert. I mean, I'm no expert, obviously, but like.
But you think it might be because like he sees like he's seen every Marvel movie.
Yeah, and
like
he knows you have only seen like a couple. Yeah. All the comic books and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I could see why he would see more flaws, but yeah, just so I can learn more about it.
Yeah. I want to hear what you were talking about. That what you said was the iconic comic book.
Oh,
saying.
Okay.
After the show.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about it without giving spoilers because mm-hmm. I want to talk about scenes and like different.
You see how hard this is now?
Different conversations, but it's like you don't want to.
Yeah,
fuck
the
up.
Like when you're talking about the dialogue, like it wasn't snappy, but it was a really a lot of cool stuff they said. I didn't think they would say, especially in a Disney movie.
There was some cheeky humor. I was like, come on, guys, let it go.
But I liked it. I liked the dialogue. Mm-hmm. I'm calling Rindy Jones.
Rindy.
Yes.
I like that kid.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So he's never played the game before. So we're going to change that this evening.
Hey, Randy.
Randy.
Hi.
Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi.
Calm down.
Sounds thrilled. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Randy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because there was a little bit of a delay there. So do you know why King Coleman is calling you?
Yeah. For the Black Panther trivia.
There we go. Okay. And he sounds very excited to play. Yeah, motherfucker, let's get it over with. All right.
Yeah, it's 12 in the morning in New York. So.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get you in there and see if we can make it worth your time. You're up late, and we're going to go ahead and get this game started right now. And let's just go ahead and jump into, let me put this down here, let's jump into question number one, which is... Which comic book movie fits the following description? An elite mercenary is killed and brought back from the dead to serve in the devil's army. The first one's always the easiest.
I know.
It's a gimme. You want to see that? The Riddler is actually very generous. You know this one?
I don't know. I have an idea.
Okay. I'll read it again.
Blank Man!
Which comic book movie fits the following description? An elite mercenary is killed and brought back from the dead to serve in the devil's army. I think I know what this is, but I'll tell you what, they wrote down their answers. I would love to. I want to hear hers.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
It's The Punisher.
The Punisher, yes. The Punisher was brought back from the dead to serve in the devil's army. We all knew that, right? Well, you're right, but let's see what these numbnuts say.
Is he going to pick which one he wants?
Oh, that's right. Rindy, which one do you pick?
Danielle.
I was going to pick Goodwin.
Goodwin. Before you turn your answer around, Martin, what do you have? Martin says Spawn. And Corey Goodwin says Spawn. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. Danielle said it was The Punisher, so therefore... No. Are they right, y'all? Yes.
S to the P to the A to the
B. That was too easy for you boys. They get harder as they go on.
The answer is Spawn. Now, we all know they Spawn, a black hero. Got blacker when he got burnt crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the comic book, the Todd McFarlane created character, he died after being a mercenary and was brought back by Satan himself to serve in his army. But he was disobedient and instead became a fighter for justice. All right, let's go ahead and get into our next question here. Good job, Danielle.
Thanks.
Now, question number two, as always, is multiple choice. Let's go ahead and see what we have here. Which one of the following four movies does not feature a cast member of Black Panther? A, Draft Day. B, The Score. C, Soul Plane. And D, Sicario. I'll go ahead and read that again. No sounds or comments from the people playing. Which one of the following four movies does not feature a cast member of Black Panther? A, Draft Day. B, The Score. C, Soul Plane. Or D, Sicario. These guys have written down their answer. And before we go any further, well, you know what? Yeah, I'll let you go ahead and start. Danielle, what do you say?
I say C, Soul Plane.
Soul Plane. Now, you say that in Soul Plane, no one was in. It says here, yeah, which one of the following four movies does not feature a cast member of Black Panther, even with all those black people?
I'm going with Soul Plane.
You're going with Soul Plane. All right.
Trusting my gut.
Trusting your gut, which works so well with the first question. All right. Who do you pick, Rindy? You like that.
I'm still going with Goodwin.
Goodwin. All right, Goodwin. What, before you pull your answer around, Thomas.
Soul Plane.
Soul Plane.
Steve, Soul Plane.
Yay!
All
right. We don't know if we're right yet, Daniel.
Yeah, let's go ahead and see what the answer is. And, wow, everybody was right. Soul Plane. Now, let me read the details to you here. The Soul Plane did not welcome any Black Panther actor on board. Black Panther himself, Chadwick Boseman, stars in Draft Day 2014. That's with, what's his name?
Kevin Costner.
Angela Bassett stars in The Score 2001. And lastly, Get Out's Daniel Kaluuya plays Emily Blunt's partner in Sicario. That I remember. All right.
Was that like a criteria to be hired to Black Panther? Like if you were in Soul Plane, you better not apply.
You ain't going to ruin this shit.
That was my thought process. I thought that was the only movie that was like kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like it was too obvious.
So they couldn't have had any good actresses or actors.
You couldn't get more opposite movies.
All right.
It just smelled like a trick question.
It did. It did. Okay. So far, so good. We only need one more correct answer to win the game. So let's go ahead and get to that last win because I know we're going to do it with this one. Question number 3. Guess the hidden superhero movie based on the following 3 points. 1. The director of this movie also stars in the film. 2. The cast includes one of cinema's most famous voices and a dead R&B singer. 3. This movie is not based on a comic book property, but it is a superhero movie. 1. The director of this movie stars in the film. 2. The cast includes one of cinema's most famous voices and a dead R&B singer. 3. The movie is not based on a comic book property. I'm going to take a guess at this, but I know what this is. I know exactly what this is.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And one of these questions is giving it away for me. I got this.
What was it again? The first one?
The director also was in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Danielle, your wisdom, spread it on us.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yes. Yes, Green Lantern is not based on any existing comic book property at all. New to the screen. All right, Rindy, who do you pick?
I'll go with Martin.
Martin, he picked you. Goodwin, look at you cheating over there.
No, I'm not cheating. I'm just changing my answer really quick.
That's okay. It was before anybody.
I put Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Okay. Martin, what do you say?
The Human Tornado.
I like that answer, Martin, but... I'm just going to take my guess here, and I'm going to say it's wrong. Martin, I'm going to be wrong because let me tell you what I'm thinking here before we go into it and see if I'm right. The director of this movie who was in it is Robert Townsend. And what gave it to me is that the
dead R&B singer?
I don't know if
Luther Vandross.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And the movie is not based on a property.
Right.
There is no existing comic book about Meteor Man,
yeah,
that's up there, and it's exactly what we said.
Really?
So James Earl Jones is the voice that they're talking about, who's in the movie, and Luther Vandross is dead. And they say Bill Cosby's also part of the cast. Yeah, I did not know that, but there you go. So I kind of knew that.
Oh man!
Whoa! Here to save the day for me.
For me,
he's the villain.
All right. We were so close, so close. Now that last correct answer is eluding us, but we're going to catch it. We're going to get it. This I am confident about. Let's go to question number 4. Now, question number 4 is always audio, listening to a trailer that's based on the theme of the trivia. And the trailer that we'll be listening to, it says, listen to the following trailer for a superhero movie and tell us the name of it afterwards. So it's a superhero movie. A little vague, but... Let me go ahead, and Danielle, I cannot show you. Don't look. And Danielle, I'm going to find the audio right here.
I'm sure I'll get it right without it.
Let's go ahead and take a listen. It's coming up right now, and here we go.
place called Champion City. The forces of good and evil.
Captain Amazing, what a surprise.
Are about to collide.
Well, we've always been each other's greatest nemesis.
Nemesis.
Now, with the city's one true hero missing.
Captain Amazing is in danger.
Kaboom.
Who will step forward?
You again. Wannabes.
To answer the call of justice.
Don't mess with the volcano, my man. Because I will go Pompeii on your butt.
Oh, golly.
They've been waiting for this moment.
The city's in peril, Lucille.
All of their lives.
Butch needs his vest back.
Well, it's my vest, too. I bought it for him.
But now that their time has come.
I'm a superhero, too.
What's his power?
Excuse me.
They're going to need all the help they can get.
We got to find a lot of superheroes really quickly.
State your name and power.
PMS Avenger. I only work 4 days a month.
So all right, I'm going to stop it there. It's enough. Rindy. Well, first of all, let me ask my girl over here. You recognize that movie? You've seen that?
I have no fucking idea. Inside Out, is that it?
Yes. How did you know?
I have no clue.
All right. Rindy, who do you pick?
Good one.
Okay. Good. Mr. Thomas. Mr. Hold on. But before we go any further, let me see what we have here. Mr. Thomas, what answer do you have?
I know what it is, but I can't remember the title. The Minutemen?
The Minutemen. Oh. What do you have? Goodwin has The Mystery Man. Only one of you is correct, and I'm sorry. It is... You, Goodwin. It is The Mystery Man.
Tip of your tongue, right?
Yeah, there you go. I recognize that immediately from the city that they were talking about and the one hero that goes missing. And that's when you have The Mystery Man led by Ben Stiller.
I was going to say Zoolander, too. That's so odd.
It's still wrong.
I know, but it's still.
That's close.
Ben Stiller, yeah. Still.
Yeah, this is based on a comic book that's also a spinoff of The Flaming Carrot.
Flaming Carrot.
Yeah. Yeah, and... Everybody want that Flaming Carrot movie, but they got The Mystery Man instead. But they
and
said
after that they said like, no Flaming Carrot.
Yeah,
never mind.
One of the things that people were looking for with this is that there were a lot of superhero movies that were coming out, and they said with this one being kind of a spoof on superhero movies, that should be good, better than some of the movies that are coming out that are kind of spoofing themselves of being bad. But no, it was kind of a mediocre film when it came out.
I remember being geeked to see it just because Kel Mitchell was in it.
That's right.
And then it was a terrible movie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was not that good. Remember Goody Mob was in that movie?
Yeah.
As the not-so-Goody Mob.
What up, Cool Jam?
All right. Well, you won, man.
Woo!
Wow. You don't sound too happy. You don't? What's that?
Nice to hear. My voice just broke a little.
Okay. You don't sound too happy, though, yeah. Man. You don't. I think that...
I mean, I just got home from seeing Game Night, so...
Big was a big gay night.
Game night.
Oh, gay. Okay. All right. Well, hey, man. You know, you don't sound very excited to win. I think you still need to play a little bit more to feel the game. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling it. Oh boy. But sure. Yeah. Let's go one more if you want.
Okay. All right then. Yeah. Let's get your energy. Let's get your.
He's like,
now.
Yeah. Let's fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. He choked up. What the hell? Fuck. Well. There you go. That's the spirit right there. You sound excited already. Of course, with you choosing to play that last question, it is the make it or break it, do or die, sudden death round that we're going to be doing here. So if that last question is not answered correctly, you lose everything. And you're stuck with it because you chose it. All right. Let's go ahead. And
damn.
Sorry.
It's your own fault.
Such a good host.
Yes. I don't make the rules around here. I just repeat them. Let's go ahead and get into our last question here.
Comes down from corporate.
Yeah, it does. I have nothing to do with this. All right. Last question. Only one of the following five statements about comic book movies is correct. Which one is it? A. Bruce Campbell has a cameo in two installments of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy. B. Frank Miller's The Spirit stars two actors who are part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. C. Christian Slater plays The Punisher's nemesis, Jigsaw and Punisher, Warzone. D. Ryan Reynolds' first movie based on a Marvel Comics property is X-Men Origins Wolverine. E. Swamp Thing, 1982, is directed by John Carpenter. I'll leave that up there for everybody to see. And you guys You got your answers written down? Danielle, which one do you pick?
D.
D. Ryan Reynolds' first movie based on a Marvel Comics property is X-Men Origins. That's a reasonable answer.
Because he was Deadpool, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Before he became Deadpool. Now, let's go ahead and see what these guys. Rendy, who do you pick?
Goodwin.
Goodwin. He sounds very excited about that, too. Goodwin. Martin, what's your answer?
Sorry, have to do it to you, buddy.
B.
B. It says here, Frank Miller's The Spirit stars two actors who are part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's see what you have there.
I said the same thing.
He said the same thing, B. Well, if two people said the same thing, then it must be correct. God damn it.
Yeah, fuck you, Carlos. Why were they giving us the no sign?
No.
Hey, go put up A. Sam Raimi was in all three of them.
Yeah,
sit your ass in the audience. Shut up, Carlos.
He's excited.
No, you're wrong.
No. All right, let's see how we got this answer. You're a winner, which means you take money out of my pocket. Fuck you. I live to see people lose. But you won fair and square. We haven't had that in a long time. I do like when people actually win the game sometimes because I don't want people to think it's rigged. So let's see how we got to this answer here. B is the correct answer. Frank Miller's The Spirit stars two actors who are part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury and Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. And they star in this masterpiece. Now, while the rest is wrong, Bruce Campbell has a cameo in all installments of Sam Raimi's
Carlos.
Spider-Man. Now, here's what he plays. A ring announcer in the first Spider-Man and Usher, who's trolling Peter Parker in Spider-Man 2, and a maitre d' in Spider-Man 3. C, Dominic West, I remember that, plays the Punisher's nemesis Jigsaw in Punisher Warzone, not Christian Slater. D, Ryan Reynolds' first movie based on a Marvel Comics property is Blade Trinity.
Ooh.
And E, and I know this one, Swamp Thing is directed by Wes Craven, not John Carpenter. All right.
Can make that mistake because it also starred Adrian Barbeau, awesome. Who was married to John Carpenter.
There you go. Wow. Very good, Martin. You know what, Martin? You earn one of these right here. Yes. Very good, Martin. Kicking that extra knowledge right there. Got a little bonus. All right. Rendy, you are one of the few who have survived the Riddler's traps, and you will be rewarded for that. Look for your reward.
Awesome.
Courtesy Amazon in the mail coming very soon. What's up? But you were wrong.
Okay, like Spider-Man 1 and 2, right?
He wrote
and 3. Carlos, what you arguing with for, man? No,
he wrote the answers right there.
See, this is why we got into it about fucking Thor, because he was doing this shit.
It is right there. He explained it. All of us know is right. He really, you argue with this shit?
So God damn.
Go home and watch all three movies then.
Yeah. It's like Danielle arguing like Google doesn't exist.
Google Fiber, isn't it?
We're not doing this again.
It's a conspiracy.
Wait, that's a real thing y'all talked about?
She refused to believe that Google Fiber doesn't exist. She refused to believe it exists.
Because everywhere I go, they say, oh, it's coming. Sign here, it's coming.
I think
it's
you got three coming. People here that have Google Fiber.
That's what I told her. I said, I have it at the house. She's like, I don't think so.
He has box AT&T don't plug in Fiber. Enough.
What? Danielle, I have and she's on the listen to me. I have AT&T Fiber here in the studio. At home, I have Google Fiber. Martin Thomas has Google Fiber. Yeah. This boy, you have good one.
Okay, that's a part of your world. It's not a part of my world.
So it doesn't exist if it's not a part of your
exactly.
world?
Exactly. Martin's tassel.
No, man, my brain hurts. What the fuck was that?
Martin's tassel.
It's my turn.
Damn.
Hey, Randy. Yeah, congrats. Maybe you could buy the non-existent Google Fiber with your prize.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. Look for your prize coming soon. Thank you for playing.
Do you really send these prizes
out? Should I express my quick feelings about Black Panther since I saw it?
Oh. Yes.
No
please.
Spoilers, though. Be smart with it. He's a professional.
Oh, yeah. No, I, of course. Honestly, one of the best things that I do love about Ryan Coogler is that he comes with Michael B. Jordan. They're like a package deal now. Mm-hmm. And it feels like he's really trying to get him into Oscar status with everything that he does. Because the entire movie, I'm wanting more of Michael B. Jordan opposed to Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa.
We all did.
Yeah. And, but I really, I felt the seventh grade within me while watching this movie, because that was when I learned about Black Panther for the first time, and just seeing Wakanda translated to on screen opposed to the BET animated series was amazing for me. And it did get a bit Lion King-ish at times with the whole spiritual guide relationship T'Challa had with other people in his life. But other than that, I thought it was a really great cultural standpoint for Black cinema.
Yeah, no, same here, man.
It's a full price. Not a better sex, but for me, it was a full price.
Yeah, I think everybody's along the lines of that, man. You know, and I think it's you know, as long as you don't go below a full price, you'll be safe.
Not with Danielle, though. She'll cut you.
Hey, I'm cool with you guys giving your true reviews. I just want to know, you know, I just want to learn about it. I don't know. I'm just a regular girl on the streets, you know?
Yo.
And how much does that cost?
I mean, I'm not like y'all. I don't see every fucking movie under the sun.
We understand. Well, we got you. Ain't nobody. Yeah, why is this a challenge?
Why are you being defensive?
Yeah. I don't know. I just got a little crunch for no reason.
Yeah, you. I mean, you just arguing with people about things that like that exist, and you just want to fight.
I just like Myrne's hat.
You just want to make his hat just wiggle.
Look at his little tassel keeps flipping from side to side. It's giving me life.
Wow.
It's like, all right. Thank you, Rindy. We'll talk to you later, man.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Man, that was a great guest, man. He was good for trivia.
Yeah, he was. He was. And thank you, Riddler, one more time for your trivia. You are also getting better at this. All right, before we get into emails, I really want to get another opinion. Now, you have three black men and one horny white girl who's actually orange in real life. Giving their opinions about this movie.
It's not false.
Wait, so she's her winter color right now.
Yeah.
Wait
till the sun. Yeah. She goes full orange juice on people.
Florida.
Now, I know that everybody in here has not seen the movie, but I do want to get some people up here. Is there a person who – no, we got two white people here. Well, I guess, Ben, you're not exactly white, right?
I'm biracial. So.
Biracial. I'm
taking that privilege.
Okay.
I might get you a scholarship.
I want to go ahead and get Joseph Compton. Oh, Joseph.
And we got TJ, an actual African.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. No, Joseph, I just want to ask you some things. Go ahead and take the mic right there and test it out, see if it's on.
Testing. 1, 2.
And go ahead and go sit on the couch or something where we can see you. Yeah, get in frame right there, because I want to ask you a few things. And there's Joseph Compton right
just
there.
Just sit on the couch.
You got the couch. You go right there. You go.
You're so far back. Diego will not move out of his spot.
No, that's spread out. Did you notice? That's a different couch. Yeah. Same spot.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm pulling this up, because I want to be fair, and I want you to be completely honest, Joseph.
Yeah.
And you've sat through our shows before. One of the things that I like about what we do here is that I think we're fair about things, and we can be, you know, just as geeky and fun and, you know, comedic as anything else. But then we can also get topical, and some of those things have to do with race. And I don't think that we've actually scared anybody else off talking about that. But with Black Panther and everybody enjoying it and people praising it. But I know some people are like, hey, man, I ain't going to say anything bad about this movie. It ain't going to burn my neighborhood. You know, are you looking forward to the movie, first of all?
Of course.
Is all the talk about the blackness and this being a historically cultural event for black people, does that bother you at all ever?
No, not at all, man.
Damn, TJ, you had to whip your head around that fast. I wish you would.
No, he's still pissed about that Saturday game night.
Oh.
Yeah.
What were y'all playing, Dragon Ball Z or something like that?
No.
A UFC.
Oh, UFC.
A game I have never played, and yet I somehow beat him in the first game.
You got to admit, it is sort of like where Tarzan comes in as the one white guy, and he's the king of the jungle.
And TJ's following him around everywhere. when you hear that, how do you feel? Does it – because Diego early, like, Diego, he was in the room, and I will tell you something about Carlos. Carlos says, man, I love that they're talking about the cultural impact of this movie. And Diego's like, I give a fuck less.
This is personality.
It is. No, we all love Diego. But I just want to know, how are you going into it as a white person? Do you feel happy that do you see why people are so excited about this? Are you saying, well, I leave that all aside, I think it's just going to be a good movie? Or are you saying, you know something, I'm too scared to say otherwise? How do you feel about it?
Well, generally, like, I've been having a lot of these conversations with a coworker of mine, and she's been, like, hyped from it. I mean, to see it since, like, day one of the trailer and all that.
Is she black?
Yes.
Okay.
And, like, her and I have had a couple of discussions, and I was very fearful to even bring up what you guys talked about of if the movie would live up to the hype with her at all on this, because I'm like, oh, this is not a topic I want to be breaching right now. That aside, I have been, like, enjoying, like, how it has been getting the good critical praise and all that, and just people talking about its impact on it. The downside, of course, being the people that are coming out with the think pieces like, well, they could have tried harder. Like, there was just one today of, like, Marvel missed an opportunity to add more LGBT elements to it. It's like, okay. Just have something nice here. Just
yeah.
Why is it like, oh, here's something nice. Oh, but you missed this spot right here.
Yeah, you're not going to cover all this at one time, you know?
It's like little by little, people. It's a progression. It doesn't have to be perfect all in one go. And, you know, perfection is redefined by everyone anyways.
So none of this is bothering you, then? You're actually pretty excited for yourself and for people who do feel like this is a first for me and it means a lot.
Yes.
Very good, then. I appreciate
it. The movie's not anti-white.
No, it's not. But again, I can understand how some people.
I'm just saying that for anybody listening who thinks from everything we said that it is. It's not.
One thing I saw, and this is on Facebook, so it was one of the Toasties that said it. I don't want to call anybody's name out. But he was saying, I'm so tired of seeing all these reviews for Black Panther, and it turns into a thesis as opposed to being an actual review about the movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, in the movie, they're saying, you know, black culture, black this, black that. And he's saying, like, I was still looking, and this is a white guy. He said, I'm still excited for it, and I do want to see it. But all these reviews coming out saying all this other stuff that's not really talking about characters and the narrative and everything like that, it kind of pulls away from what the movie is.
That's a good point, because it is important, I think, to talk about both. In even balance, I mean, because I do see a lot of that too. Everybody's talking about the impact of the film more than the actual film itself, which is why I'm glad we covered the details of the film itself, which is why I'm almost glad the movie had flaws so we could actually go in and say this is what's going on. Not that we were nitpicking, but I did see some things during the movie, and I said, as much as I don't want to, it has to be said.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. All right, we're going to get into some emails here. Get on out of here. Do it. Not right there, though, right? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, please. Yeah, here. Yeah, what's your question, man? Oops, sorry.
So I know that you guys really did try and harp on the interpretation of a culture.
Hey, Felix, don't. I tell you what, don't move the camera unless I ask you.
Okay.
Thank you, because she's just going to get up and pee. But do fix the camera for me. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, you don't have to. Thank you. Yeah, you don't have to move it every time somebody gets up. I appreciate it. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that. sorry, when that happened. No, I was saying that I know that you guys were talking about the interpretation of cultures a lot and how that it was blending in. Like African American culture, but what I really want to know was, did they go outlandish with the African culture interpretation, or was it more like grounded? I know that since it's Afrofuturism, it's showing it not being torn apart, but that's really how it is in some places. But did they kind of show aspects of that as well, like what it really is?
It's mentioned.
Yeah,
it's acknowledged.
It's acknowledged in like the first 5 minutes of the movie. They talk about everything that's going on, and they're also talking about we brought it up in the review when we said you're sitting here doing all this, and there's other issues going on. Why aren't you fixing this? So they bring up other issues that are going on in Africa and issues that are going on in America and all around the world with black people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, again, it's one of those situations where they can't.
Oh no.
Are those your glasses? Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
They're not prescription anyway.
No, I thought they were hers. I was like, man, that's $300 right there.
Oh, okay.
He's a Zimbabwean prince. He's got all the money in the world.
let's see here. Let me go into some emails. Let's go. What do we have here? Justin Zarian.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. He says here. Damn, she's taking a shit.
She might be locked up.
She'll knock on
this the door. This is okay. This is the one I was talking about.
Before anyone gets the wrong idea, I will preface this email by saying I really want to see Black Panther and I hope it is as good as everyone says it is.
But
you motherfucker. No, he says, I've been reading through the reviews for Black Panther and it's starting to irritate me how a lot of them feel like thesis documents more than an actual review. Did you read this email? Is this what you're talking about?
No, he posted this on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm going to put his name out there like that.
Oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're pulling that up. He says, was there a question in this? Okay. He says, again, I still really want to see the movie and genuinely like it because of its own quality. But what do you guys feel is the right balance in discussing the movie's themes or importance versus objective filmmaking criticism? Well, no. We just said we agree with you, man. I do think people are so hyped that they are actually missing the point of reviewing this as a movie.
And then I feel like there's also some people out there that are just so excited to see something like this that they don't really pay much attention to everything else.
Yeah. All right. I know that we had another person. Rachel has been emailing us for
Rachel.
Last 3 days. She says here, it's Rachel again.
Yay.
Hey. Yay. She says, is there, let me see. I don't want to put it up because the number's up here. But she says, I asked if there's a movie you like that everyone dislikes, but now I want to know, is there a movie you dislike and everybody loves? Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, like we said, Corn Dog Man is one of those. Show that movie to everybody. And Sullen Sucks. He says he's got Black Panther fever. Says here, I'm geeked hell out about this movie and all your guys' points of things I share, from the strength of the women who are sexy, from power and dignity instead of pandering to the super spy angle, to the heavy is the head who wears the crown aspect. My question to you guys is a big one. Do you guys think that the exposure of Afrofuturism from this movie will bring about the idea of what our people could have been without the transatlantic trade scar we have here in the U.S.? Or do you feel that the idea of the Michael B. Jordan character being American urban will be taken as, this is the best that we can be since we have been in the U.S. for so many generations? Adore the new studio and love the 70s Afro look tonight. Your friend Solar. What do you guys think? That's a good question.
Well, in as much as there's no part of Africa that was hit with a vibranium meteor, I don't think we can make a direct correlation like that.
Well, if I can maybe go in and kind of interpret something he's saying, there are a lot of, you know, Africa, of course, is a continent made of a lot of countries. And, yeah, a lot of them are what we think about Africa, the third world countries, huts and stuff like that. But there is a lot of urban development in Africa, and there's a lot of tech startups in Africa. I remember I was invited when I started this to go speak at one of these things, but it was in Africa. I couldn't go. You know,
and, you were scared.
Yeah, I was.
They're not going to let me out.
Y'all got lines up in there in the convention center? Yeah.
How's Ebola this time of year?
Nah, you know, there's a tech scene going on there, you know, and a lot, you know, but a lot of people don't hear about that. And I also think it's because there's also this schism between black people in America and some Africans.
Oh yeah. I mean, when I was there, I didn't really encounter any of that, like any of the, like, oh, you're a black American out there, you know, I just kind of blended in, which was cool about it. But I did see, like, how you have the difference between, you know, some parts, because I flew in through Johannesburg, which is the capital of South Africa, so everything's nice, beautiful. But then I was staying in Swaziland, which is like one of the worst countries in Africa. I think it's like 50% of the people under like 35 are HIV positive and things like that. So yeah, like you see the differences between what's going on in, you know, one part and another part. But yeah, Coleman is right. There is so many different parts of Africa that have big things like tech startups. I know Ghana is like booming right now. They're especially their capital city is doing great. So yeah, you can find a bunch of stuff with that massive continent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
All right, Felix, straighten this camera. I ain't waiting on this girl. Yeah, she's out there. Because if she did go take a piss, she's out there texting somebody. She's on the phone. I know what the hell she's doing. Thank you, Fred.
Know what the fuck you pulling?
Yeah. Scoot in. Just go ahead and put in, pull in a little bit more so they can see this sheen on this. No, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, I didn't mean to yell at you before. Let me, you know, let me know before you actually grab. Maybe go behind the camera and be like, hey, can I do this? You know, but I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, if she come back in here, I'm going to tell her.
Is the door locked? Did she lock the door or something?
But he would hear.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's pooping.
Yeah, she's taking a shit. I know what she's doing. She's taking a shit and texting. Probably showing her turds to a new man. Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Oh, let's see what we got here. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, to another thing to Solar's question is, I can imagine, I want to think Africa would be just like that. But I mean, yeah, it probably would be much better off if the transatlantic trade did not happen.
Yeah. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's kind of common sense.
America would be a different country.
Yeah.
Now, do you understand that we have, it will find, when, look, when Disney makes a movie where they confront issues of racism that a lot of people don't want to confront. You know, they save it for slave movies where Negroes getting their ass beat or, you know, some black sympathy white knight movie. They usually address those issues there. Not for a movie that's this strong and vocal, you know. So we've made this
where they're going to get a lot of people to come out to see it.
Yeah. You know, I feel like this is, again, don't. My thing with this movie, and a lot of people don't want to hear it, I'm just going to go out and say it. Do not think that this is going to jumpstart some new movement in cinema where we're going to start seeing these black movies with this kind of image that we see. Is this the best opportunity for that to happen? Yes, because this is a more mainstream film.
Mm. Well, can I ask, when we all saw Deadpool and Logan, we said, you know, this is going to be what urges, you know, studios to do more R-rated films and adult movies, which we've seen is coming down the pipeline. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of R-rated superhero movies coming out. Do you think this won't have the same kind of impact on Hollywood?
Well, historically, look at it this way. Roots came out. Mm-hmm. When Roots came out, everybody thought this was going to spark this new movement with representation of black people in on television and in movies. Mm-hmm. Didn't really happen that way. Comedies came out sporadically. You had Cosby Show, which is historic for just representing black people as people. You know, that's cool. But not this big movement. Spike Lee came out, you know, and everybody thought it was going to be this new renaissance of black film. And in a way, it was.
Yeah, because that's when you got Robert Townsend and
Ken and Ivory Wayans.
Boys in the Hood.
But, John Singleton.
John Singleton. It wasn't a big movement, but it was.
But it was a movement. Where did that movement go? Hood movies, comedies, you know. It wasn't. Again, today we have this. What I'm saying is that it could happen, and I hope it does. But also, and you know, we just seen it with Get Out. Mm-hmm. So we were on our way. But also, you know, you are under the still behind the gate of, you know, people who of white producers and executives who have to give the go ahead on that. Mm-hmm. But money speaks. This is on its way to making $170 million projected this weekend. So if this is something they think people want to see, businesses and corporations, they don't see black and white. They see green.
Yeah. So what's DC's Black Panther going to be? Hopefully not the Cyborg movie.
Black Lightning.
They got the show for that.
I was talking about the show.
This may push them more into going towards Jon Stewart being a Green Lantern.
That's
a good point.
Let DC get the white people good first. You know, they still struggle with
Killer Croc. He won an Oscar.
He got his BET.
He got his Oscar. He got his BET too.
This is Raul Perez. Raul Perez. Make sure there's no personal information there. Hey, DT crew and Danielle, I'm glad you guys love the film, and I can't wait to see it this Thursday. My biggest concern was the villain in this movie. As we know, the MCU has generally had weak and forgettable villains. I was wondering, now that you've seen Black Panther, could you guys rank your top five villains currently in the MCU are just Marvel movies? Danielle, I love you, but girl, you really walked out of dead motherfucking pool. Keep up the great work, guys. Hope to see you in the new studio in September. 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's on the way. It's happening. It's right around the corner, about to hit 98,000. So once I know that we're close to 100,000, we're going to do some kind of celebration. Mm-hmm. Not crazy, crazy big, but something to just thank all you folks out there. Let me see. I'll just think real quick. Top five.
Loki, Killmonger.
Yeah, Killmonger's probably Zemo. First. No, he said Marvel the MCU. Cinematic Universe. So here's mine. You help me. Yeah, you helped me out a lot here. Killmonger is my
number one.
Loki would be second.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton as
the Vulture.
As the Vulture would be third. Baron Zemo would be fourth and fifth. Let me change that. If we're counting Jeff Goldblum as a villain,
he's more of a.
Yeah, he's the villain.
He's chaotic neutral, kind of. Because the main villain of that was Hela.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, then. Then Baron Zemo, because I do think there was some depth to that character a little bit. And five, help me out here.
You got Hela. You got the Red Skull. You got the Winter Soldier. You have not the guy from Guardians.
Winter Soldier, does he
count? Oh, what's up? Yeah. Your boy, the dad from Guardians 2. Ego.
Ego. Yeah. No, Ego is actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would even, let me see. What did I
it's
name
not
it?
Really anybody.
I would actually put Ego before Baron Zemo because Ego, he's one of, again, I like him because he didn't know he was doing anything wrong.
Right.
He's like, I fucked up your mother, man. You know, why? It was for a good reason.
That's why I gave her that tumor. You didn't even have to say that.
That was fucked up, man. So, yeah, I'll give it to him. Where the hell were you? Taking a shit, yeah.
Can't do anything around there.
That brown coat.
You can't do anything. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you said you're going for a
pee. Oh, sorry. There you go. Thank you. Oh, that's good. Thank you very
like
much.
I ate like 10 pounds of crab legs before I came. And a coffee. So.
That bathroom is blown out right now. Damn.
Sorry.
I think my listener is yours, but flip Loki and Killmonger.
Okay, so Loki's still number one.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I would flip those. I'd probably, I don't know, I really like the Vulture. I might put him second, but Killmonger would be third.
Okay, all right. Oh, let's see. Oh, question about the state of the DT anniversary party. It's coming from Edward Hendricks. Good. Hey, guys, really enjoying tonight's show and happy to hear Black Panther isn't bullshit. I was wondering, with the Chicago event getting pushed to July, what would this mean for what would usually be the anniversary party in August? Would there still be one? I'm asking because I'm not sure I would be able to go to both events. If I had to pick between the two, I would choose to go to Austin. But if Austin's not happening this year, I'll gladly attend a Chicago event. Thanks for answering. Hope this isn't too long and stay toasty. Like I said, man, just from a business move, I think Chicago would be better. And I know everybody wants to come to Austin. I'll try to make Austin happen. But, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's going out on the road has proved to be a little bit better than having an anniversary party.
Well, if I have anything to do with it, we'll be doing an anniversary party right in Austin in August, baby.
You travel all the time.
Yeah.
I just think it's a staple. We do it every year. Let's rock.
Me personally, I like having the anniversary party, so I hope it does happen. But like, maybe just push it back a little bit to like September. You can do a birthday bash /
That's true. Felix, you got some input?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give him the mic right there. You got to turn it on, though.
I did.
You not turn it on? No, you did not turn it on. Yeah, just push that little white button in until it turns green. No, you're not going to feel it. Just push it in. Yeah, here, just give it to me.
Shout what you want to say.
Yeah.
Microphone. All right. Well, because you're doing Chicago in July, in RTX this year is in August, and there's some crossover within their community and the DT community, so maybe we can plan something smaller while that event's going on, like our own kind of after hours things. Plus, we got a Motel 6 right over here.
There's a strategy to this. Let me just go ahead and tell you right now, since some people don't really understand why I would get rid of the anniversary party. Not that I get rid of it, but when you go to these cities, a lot of people show up because, one, they're just happy to have you in their city. And, you know, when you go to that city, there are people who live in that city that are going to show up because you're there. Now, when you're asking people to come to Austin, Austin's not one – I mean, believe it or not, Austin's not one of our top cities where we have the most subscribers or toasties or whatever. So we don't get that turnout as much. When you go to a city that people don't have to get up and go to, they feel that that's really special, and they're going to make that. So the return is better. Now, that's from a business standpoint. Nostalgia is kicking in, and you know, and people loving the tradition. I get that, and I wish I could actually make that happen, and I'll do my best. But it's just, you know, it's just not as it's just not as much of a payoff as is going on the road. So, but I will try to make it happen, and I would love for people to go. So we'll just have to see. I like to get it at a time too. When the tricky thing is to get it at a time when people are not in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that's why August was good, because people could come through when they had a little bit of that vacation left. So you see why this is hard.
Well, maybe we'll hit that 100,000 before July.
And we then will.
That would be the party.
We will.
Yeah, but
we're
going
to celebrate the anniversary no matter what. I mean, even if we have 20 people in the studio and we hire,
that's another thing. I need a certain number before we do this. Again, I wish it could be about emotions and gratitude,
right.
You know, but
it is
it's
a
not.
Business.
If we don't hit a certain number of people to get here, then it's not worth doing. No matter how much I like, you know, 100 of you and want to spend time with you, we can maybe plan something smaller,
like a pub crawl or something.
I'm not doing any more pub crawls.
You don't do those no more.
No. Dallas was the last one.
Yeah,
because people get too shitty.
No, people are gonna have shitty, but again, pub crawls don't show value. I like doing them, but they don't show value, and they don't give value. So.
Sure that.
It's a lot to think about with these things, man, and I wish I could do it.
Well, last year we went to 5 cities, so I think we should have a goal to go to at least 5 or 6 this year, too.
We did 5? Oh, the Dallas and Houston.
Houston,
that
Dallas.
That was all last year?
Seattle, L.A., and New York City.
Seattle last year?
No.
Maybe before then.
Sammy back there, Sammy said no. All right.
Seattle was last year.
No, it wasn't.
2016.
Yeah, because LA was last year, and mm-hmm. it was around the same time we did Seattle.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is nice, Stevenson Johnson. Look at the man. He does all the chibi art, but this is amazing. Great coloring job on your chibi versions of Black Panther.
I love him.
Ooh, nice. That is nice, man.
Cute.
Oh, very nice. Got that velvet painting thing going on with these. I like this. Oh, wow. Very nice, man.
That's
pretty
nice.
Talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, man. And did he have a question?
What do you think of these?
Hey, DT crew. Yo, I can't wait to watch Black Panther this week. It's just revolutionary in every sense of the word. To celebrate the film, I want to show y'all some of my Black Panther fan art. You know what, Mark? You had me. I know. He only said it long. You had me laughing about something where we were watching that video about the emotional blanket dogs,
yeah.
Security blanket dogs, and they had that dog going undercover. He'd say, "This dog looks like a normal security blanket dog, but he is not." And you're like, "Shush, go blow my cover." Just see somebody. You got a wire on you. Oh, let's see.
He had to bring up old shit with that Black Panther drug.
Was the
rest of his email was funny.
Oh,
talking about Martin's art. Was ruined.
What did he say about Martin's art?
I'm sorry, Martin. But
it's all right.
When Martin drew that like beautiful Black Panther, and was it Marcus?
Yeah.
Marcus folded it up to put it in his luggage.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that? Martin was like,
no.
Anthony.
That's right.
It was
like
Anthony. Everybody confuses Anthony and Marcus.
Yeah,
Marcus
it was
pissed off
it was
it.
Anthony. He folds it. What are you doing? I didn't want it to get damaged when I put it in my luggage. Then proceeds to fold it again. Stop!
Yeah, I remember that. I was heartbroken. Oh, let's see here. This is Christopher Aries. He says, I know some of you guys have not been crazy about the two films released in Godzilla Kong universe. No, I actually really enjoyed Skull Island. But he says,
what about Godzilla?
Godzilla, I liked us. I'd like less as I think about it, but I still like it. I like the potential of it. Let me see here. But I really enjoyed them both, especially Kong. No, I think Kong is a fun movie, man. I like that a lot. I can't wait to see what Michael Dougherty, who does Krampus and Trick or Treat, does with Godzilla 2.
Krampus was the shit.
Krampus I like more, I think about it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that movie. And what Adam Wingard, the guest, your next Death Note Blair Witch does with Godzilla versus King Kong.
Death Note? The Netflix one?
I'm going to say yeah. I was wondering if you guys are hopeful for the future of the franchise. I am hopeful in that I would like to see it work, because I want to see just something return to fun, giant heroic monster movies, bashing monster movies. But do I have hope? No, because it's a forced universe.
Yeah, it feels like they're going down that same road that the Cloverfield universe is going into, and that's turning into a shit show.
Don't say that.
Yeah. There's Rampage out there too, but he's not talking about that one. But yeah, Rampage I think is kind of cool. Oh, and this is a
they released Autumn Stoner movies on 420. Yeah. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all know what y'all doing.
Rampage and Super Troopers and God of War.
Yeah, this is the last one we're out of here. For let me see here. Yeah, that's it. That's it. We're done. I would love to answer more, but we're done. All right, everybody, thank you for watching the show. I appreciate that. Thank you, Danielle, for coming in.
Thank you, Coleman, for trusting me.
Yeah, well, now you were trustworthy. There was a day you were not. Yeah, but you know what? I've got to get you on some
God
more reviews.
God bless the growth, bitch.
Okay, see, this is the... Yeah, no. We almost made it, man.
You keep doing that. We'll almost out, and you'll just fuck it up.
You take L's, and you learn from them. It's a wonderful thing.
You have done that, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And I want to thank our audience who was here tonight. Thank you guys so much. It was a lot of fun having you here. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you clap my ass. What's wrong, TJ?
No emotion.
Yeah, man, look at you chewing that gum on, man. No
reason.
You freaking criticize every move TJ does. He can't even look at you without you going, why are you looking at me weird?
I'll be fair. I called that one out. It wasn't him.
All right.
Smile, bitch.
Good one.
Get through this very quickly. We have just a few hours left. Maybe they may have changed it, but just a few hours left on our February 14th, Valentine's Day sale. Buy two items on dtmerch.com for regular price and get a $10 gift card sent your way. Want to apologize to the people who had trouble with getting their merch. There's a couple of people who got them very late. For one person, it was a glitch. For another person, I think you tried to buy some discontinued items, and those, of course, are not going to come through. But all those people, I talked to Broadband TV, and you are getting, let's just say you are getting compensated for your troubles very well. And for the people, again, who had password trouble, hopefully when the site is not underway of getting repaired or fixed or renovated or whatever, we can correct that for you. I'll guarantee I can get that fixed tomorrow. But, as I said, go to doubletoast.com or dtmerch.com and get your shirts over there within the hours of February 14th and get that $10 gift card when you buy two items at regular price. Jenny Liano, her featured artist of the month shirt is sticking around for the rest of February. And that is GINNYLEANO, in case you want to see more of her work over at Jenny Designs. And a definite now for March is Cosmic Danielle for our featured artist of March. And that is courtesy of Uncle Remus and Kiki Animation. There's an artist right there. He did a good job.
Shows like my shirt.
No, that's Remus and Kiki Animation. And become a subscriber here and help us keep our content flowing. We exist because of you, and we love you for that. So if you have, you can subscribe in many ways, but if you have an Amazon account, we have an Amazon Pay button. Use that, join those things together, enter your username, password, press in, sit back and enjoy all the toasty goodness coming your way, like watching a live stream, participating in a live stream, going to the vault, and looking at all the content that we stored up for you, video and audio. And there's a lot more. Try the service 7 days. God, I'm burping now. I thought I was going to get out of here with that. That Panda Express kicking in. Yeah. Try the service 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. But please keep the audio. It is free all the time. Found on iTunes and SoundCloud. SoundCloud is actually being very good to us today. And I highly encourage you to go out there and try to put your stuff on SoundCloud, too. And let me see what else we got here. Oh, yeah, the Midnight Chat Attack, showing you what Black Panther could have been back in the day with Eddie Murphy.
That would have worked out great.
The Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Now, you can go in there and talk to them the regular way or go to their YouTube live video streaming channel and talk to them face to face. And I think that is it. Again, I thanked everyone that I needed to thank, except for you. Probably thought I forgot about you. I didn't, even though you always forget about us. You never call, you never write, we never see you. But hopefully one day we'll see you up here in the world famous Double Toasted Studios. Until then, we'll just have to deal with an email. K Coolmans. at gmail.com. That's KCOOLMANZ at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show, we're done. But we'll be back tomorrow with more movie reviews early, man. And that's combined with a little bit of the weekly roast and toast and the return of Gertz. He was too scared to come here tonight. Too much black going on. I'm allergic to blackness. But those shows and more can be found later this week. So in an email, put your phone number in there, Skype contact the name, press in, bam, up in your home, hollering at you, criticizing you. We're the only creeps in the world that do the house calls. On Instagram's a Double Toasted fan page, on Twitter, K Cool Man, on Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Want some private critique time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. I'm out there critiquing people.
Find me on Facebook, Corey.Goodwin.5. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word. Or on Instagram, DBCooperKG, Miss Danielle.
Hey guys, you can always find me on Snapchat, Tessa Danielle. I'm on Facebook, Danielle Dallaire, Instagram, DDallaire86. I love you guys. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really thankful. Martin Thomas.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoPro, or look at Martin Thomas on Facebook. And while you're on Facebook, you can join the group, the Children of the Toast.
Or join us here in the world-famous Double Toasted Studios. Look at that crowd right there. We'll have that sign returning very soon in the background. We'll see you there. Everybody misses that sign. He'll be back. We still got those stink-ass couches up in here. So join us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. You'll be visiting Austin. You visited Austin, but you visited Austin and tell nobody when you moved here. Oh, that's not very heroic. Let us know. Come see a show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. All right, everybody. That is it. Once again, thank you for watching. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye. And stay toasty. Girl, if you don't quit.
Something about this is so
I'm still on. Shut up.
You ever did that before?
Shut up, girl.
Shut it off. Shut the shit off.
Shut up. I'll do. Shut up.